Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
You play a lot of games in a baseball season, a full season, of course, 138 on tap for the Texas League in 2022. So you have some terrific wins, you have some nail-biting losses, and games in between, of course. And then you have games such as last night. The Rockhounds saw the Frisco Rough Riders with their first walk-off of the year, by the way, the Riders' first walk-off, and it came on a strikeout. And that followed a big-time comeback. Frisco was down in the ballgame throughout the game. The Rockhounds last night trailed only once, and that, of course, was 11-10 when the ballgame was over. The Rough Riders rallied back in the ninth inning. They scored four runs. They were really rough on the bullpen last night, were the Riders. So it was a 10-10 game, went to the 11th inning, still tied at 10. Two quick things. The Rockhounds scored a run. The call was simply missed. Jeremy Ironman did indeed, he was, even the Frisco folks were saying he was safe at home plate, but was called out last night. So in the 11th inning, Rockhounds thought for certain they had scored a run. Bobby, of course, argued the call, but the call did indeed stand. It's one of those where if you could have the replay and you could protest the call, you could challenge the call, it's one that would have been, I would think, would have been reversed. The video is pretty clear, but the out call was made. So the game remains 10-10. In the 11th inning last night, of course, you have your phantom runner at second base, and that was Blaine Krim. Charles Hall, who has he's been just absolutely remarkable, took one of the toughest losses you ever want to see in last night's game. Charles comes on, and the first batter he faces, he'd gone through the 10th inning, in fact, he had pitched the 10th at Charles. In the 11th, he gets Justin Foscue to swing and miss on a pitch down and away. Pitch is in the dirt, it dribbles away. William Simonite collects, throws to first. The throw and the glove of first baseman Kyle McCann and the base runner all basically converge. Ball gets loose. Blaine Krim scores the game-winning run on a strikeout and a wild pitch from second base. Hello, how are you? From Frisco, bright blue skies, just some high white clouds. Teams assembled, and ahead of the pitching matchup, let's take you downstairs now for the singing of our Star Spangled Banner from Frisco. Sung here this evening from Frisco, Texas. This is game number 5 of what will be a 6-game set. Rockhounds, even with the defeat last night, of course, have still had a dickens of a road trip. They are 8-2 now in the course of the first 10 games of this 12-gamer. Team's about set for tonight, and tomorrow evening will be 6:05, and that will take the Texas League, these two teams very much included, to the All-Star break. So a really disappointing loss for the Hounds last night, just no question about it. For Charles Hall, Charles has now been with the ball club a short while. He's made 6 appearances. He has yet to give up a hit. He has not given up a hit. Now, he gave up a run last night, but, of course, that was the inherited, the the phantom runner that starts each extra inning. So if that runner scores, that is an unearned run. So Charles still with a zero ERA did give up the run and took the loss in last night's game. He faced five batters. He retired four, struck out two. The only man who reached did so on an intentional walk in extra bases, and yet Charles takes the loss. The Rough Riders really rough overall on the bullpen last night. They scored nine runs against the Rockdowns, including the unearned run that won the ball game on the crazy play. Again, a strikeout pitch, a wild pitch. And so it is scored as, it's a little convoluted, but the run did score. It's a strikeout, a wild pitch, and a throwing error also called. So the run scoring end was good. Base running from Blaine Crim. Heads up play by Frisco, scoring from second base on the strikeout, and then the throw that just deflected away off the glove of Kyle McCann. Disappointing way, certainly, to end the ball game. But for Charles Hall, that's one tough loss, man. I mean, that's tough. You face five batters, you get four, you strike out two. The only guy who reaches does on an intentional walk, and you are saddled with the defeat. So 10 games into this road trip, the Rockhounds went 6-0 at Corpus Christi. They are 2-2 here against the Rough Riders. This, by the way, is a Copa night. It is the Los Quesos Frisco. And the Rockhounds, I was not sure that they had brought the Matamoscas jerseys, but they have. So, boy, these two teams are sartorially very, very splendiferous. There's a Saturday word for you. Thank you very kindly. Los Quesos Frisco, I love it. The logo is basically a block of cheese, with the cowboy hat and the Teddy Roosevelt-style artwork, which they use for some. The black and white version of that logo will scare young children. The color version is pretty cool. So the Los Quesos Frisco and the Matamoscas de Medesa, Rockhounds and Rough Riders, pitching matchup and more right after this. First pitch of the game coming up from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought to you in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And under brilliant blue skies, we have 99 degrees on the thermometer and 103 is our heat index, and that's pretty much where we've been. Last night was actually the coolest, if you will, of our stay here in Frisco. A pair of left-handers to the mound this evening. Avery Weems will go to the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders. And for the Rockhounds, it's David Leal, who will make his 11th start since joining the club from advanced single A. Again, fifth game of this series. The teams have split the first four right down the middle. Jeremy Ironman will again get the leadoff call for Bobby Crosby's club. So Jeremy will lead it off. He's the second baseman. He stands in, and left-hander Avery Weems getting set. From Frisco, Texas, Saturday Night Baseball, Texas League style. Here's your first pitch of the game, and it's outside and low for ball one to Jeremy. Brett Harris will bat second. He's the third baseman. Brett Harris at third, batting in the number two spot. He waits on deck. Weems set. Ironman waits from the right side. Big swing and a miss with a high fastball. One ball and one strike. Kyle McCann will catch and bat in the three spot. Kyle behind the dish. Jordan Diaz, again, in the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Jordan Diaz at first. Jeremy with a swing and a miss. Comes up empty in the changeup, one ball and two strikes. Right-handed hitter at 208, but with some pop, 13 homers. Hit one last night to Jeremy Ironman. Stretching pitch and a swing and a miss. Boy, got him down and in. It's a good pitch by Weems. Tied him up, and Jeremy out on strikes. He's had some big swings in the road trip, just not quite enough of them. He's struggled a bit at the plate, but again, has come up with a couple of big swings for sure, as Jeremy has a couple of home runs and five driven in the road trip. So one away on the strikeout, and here is Brett Harris, right-handed inning third baseman. Weems with a pitch and a swing and a bouncer foul right at the plate, 0-1 the count. Logan Davidson back in the lineup, got last night off. Logan will be the shortstop batting fifth. Logan Davidson, Marty Bikina batting sixth in center field. He had a big night last night. Marty Bikina in center. Shane Salmon, a really good return from the IL. He's the right fielder batting seventh. Shane Salmon. Pitch to Brett, drops down and in. One ball, one strike to Harris. Saheed Valenzuela in left field will bat eighth. Valenzuela batting eighth. And Chase Calabui, designated hitter tonight, will bat number nine. Chase in the ninth spot. Pitch to Harris just outside. That did not miss by much at all. Two balls, one strike. The fastball just away. Brett Harris at 276, right-handed hitter. Shadows just crossing home plate now. Takes down and in for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Ironman, Harris, and McCann up top. Diaz, Davidson, and Bikina in the middle of the order. And Shane Salmon, Valenzuela, and Chase Calabuig will round it out. Avery Weems making his 17th appearance, 14th as a starter for the Riders. The line drive center field, but that's going to hang up, and right there is Josh Stowers to make the catch. Well-hit line drive by Harris, but had a little air under it, and the catch is made in center field. Two men down for Kyle McCann. Kyle at 242, 11 home runs, 32 driven in, drove one out last night. Hounds have 20 home runs on the road trip through 10 games, so that's pretty easy arithmetic, isn't it? Two homers per game on average. Pitch down and away for a ball to the left-handed hitter, 1-0. Avery Weems, 1-4 with a 5.81 earned run average. Left-hander working at a pretty good, solid pace. Fires down the middle for a called strike, and the count is 1-1. Jordan Diaz would be next here in the Hounds' first. Weems with a 1-1 count. Breaking pitch, bounce toward first base, a little chopper. First baseman will make the play, pitcher to cover. Weems got there in time, takes the underhanded toss from Blaine Krim. So Kyle bounces out, and the Rockhounds go 1-2-3 here in the top half of the first inning. Saturday Night Baseball from Frisco, Texas, happening in the Books Village Car Wash score. The Hounds nothing, and against David Leal, the left-hander, the Rough Riders are coming to bat.
Forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So bring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
David Leal makes his 11th start for the Rockhounds. 2-4, 5.37 earned run average. Dan does not throw hard. Throws a variety of pitches, but boy, in the last several starts, I thought he had flirted with 85 at one point, but boy, rarely if ever. Always fun to watch. Really intriguing would be maybe a better word. First pitch from Leal is a strike to Jonathan Ornelas, 0-1. Ornelas, right-handed hitter and a good one, 325 the batting average. Right-handed hitter waits, swings and misses. It's up empty, 81-mile-an-hour pitch away, and the count is 0-2. Ornelas again at shortstop for the Riders, where he has been throughout the series. J.P. Martinez, the left fielder, is on deck batting second. J.P. Martinez. Then Blaine Krim will bat third and play the three spot. Blaine Krim at first base. Leal set, 0-2 count. Pitch on the way, and that's right there. Called third strike, and Ornelas knew it. He was walking away. So a three-pitch strikeout of a 325 hitter to start this game for David Leal. And that's a great example. David is actually, that's his 40th strikeout in 55 and two-thirds innings. And he has excellent command. He has walked only eight batters. If he can get you off balance, again, can really be effective. Fires over the inside corner, called strike to J.P. Martinez. J.P., left-handed hitter at 276. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Let's see what they have on the up. That's the David Leal special at 68 miles an hour. David works very quickly with the bases empty. Here's his 0-2 pitch. It's bounced right back to the mound. Leal the play, throw to first base for the out. Jordan Diaz there to make it. So it's one up, make it 2-up, 2-down, 1-3 goes the scoring. Strikeout or the bounce out to the pitcher. So David Leal so far has thrown six pitches, all strikes, 2-up, 2-down, and here's Blaine Crim. Justin Foskew on deck, batting fourth and playing the second spot, the second base spot, the fourth spot again tonight. Justin Foskew swinging a high foul ball off to the right. Way up onto the concourse. Some picnic tables. 0-1 the count to Blaine Crim. Kellen Strom in right field batting fifth. Strom is the right fielder for Frisco. Leal's pitch swung on, popped up again. This is playable. Jordan Diaz, foul ground over the shoulder. Oh, he got it. Had to reach for it. But a really good first inning for David Leal. A strikeout, a tap out back to the mound, and a pop foul handled by first baseman Jordan Diaz. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for both ball clubs. We played one here in Frisco. This ball game, game number five of this six-game set. Longtime rivals, Rockhounds and the Rough Riders. Village Car Wash bringing you our ball game, and after one, no score.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Good start for both starting pitchers here this evening. 3-up, 3-down for both ball clubs. We go to the second inning. Jordan Diaz leads it off. Right-handed hitter, he's the first baseman. Into his motion, Avery Weems delivers ground ball. Sharply hit, but on two hops right toward Nellis. He is there and tossed to first base in plenty of time. So 4-up, 4-down for Avery Weems. And the batter will be Logan Davidson, shortstop. Logan got a fairly rare night off last night, did not play. Of course, a year ago, played in all 120 of the Rockhounds games. Logan at 250. And again, it's pretty good foundation right there. See where he goes for the rest of this second half, the 2022 season. Takes a high strike from Weems, and it's 0-1. Logan, very good road trip, 12 for 36. That's 333, thank you very kindly. No balls and a strike, pitched by Weems. Swing and a miss, good fastball down and in, 0-2. Hear music in the background and a mariachi band playing this evening. They are still entertaining back in the concourse, a little music drifting across the diamond. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2 now to Logan. Marty Bacchino waiting on deck. No score, second inning. shadows just starting to stretch now onto the left side of the ballpark, and that includes home plate. Ball goes to shadows about halfway to the dish. Chopper on two, hops to third, handled by Biggers. Bad throw, nice pick at first base by Blaine Crim. Well, that throw way short from Jax Biggers. See if we get a second look, and we will. Logan Davidson bouncing out, big high hopper, and well, Jax set up and just, I guess, short-armed it a little bit. That ball bounced about 6 feet in front of Blaine Crim. Made a good play. Two men down for Marty Bikina. Marty on base four times in last night's game, had a home run. Takes outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Hounds had leads last night of 4-0 and of 7-2 and 10-6 going into the ninth inning. Riders came up with a four spot in the ninth, and then that crazy walk-off win, walk-off strikeout. Called strike to Marty, one ball, one strike. Avery Weems, five up, five down, a 1-1 count here to Marty. Cheating in at third a little bit is Biggers, pitches outside for a ball. Going to count two balls and a strike. Weems 1-4, as mentioned, a 5.81 earned run average. 57 1/3 coming in, 69 hits, a little bit of a high total. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-1. It's allowed 11 home runs, fairly high total. 23 walks, 70 strikeouts, so he's a guy who is averaging well over a strikeout per inning. About 10 whiffs per 9. The whip at 1.6, so that is a high number. But five up, five down in this game. 3-1 pitch to Marty, and he swings in, drives one left field. That is a line shot. That's going to clear the wall. Sidewalk souvenir straight away left field on a rope from Marty Bikina. Second home run in as many nights. Marty's fifth of the year, a 3-1 pitch. And, boy, that was just absolutely barreled up. That thing out of here right away. A line shot. Didn't get very high, but didn't need to. Rockhounds take a 1-0 lead on Marty's fifth of the year and his second in as many games. Boy, first hit of this ball game, an absolute laser. 18th RBI now for Marty Bikina. And the batter will be Shane Selman. Shane takes inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Since coming back off the injured list, his third game back now, Shane 4-for-8 in this series. A double, two home runs, five driven in. Big swing and a miss, comes up empty here. One ball, one strike. Well, the Hounds, as they did last night, take the early lead in this game. Pitch swung on and missed. What good breaking ball down and in, tied him all up. Good slider that busted down and in on the right-handed hitter. 1-2 to Shane. Right fielder, 7 spot in the order. Saheed Valenzuela waiting on deck. Pitch, a swing and a miss. And this time Shane out on strikes. Ball got loose, but it's retrieved by David Garcia. Throw to first base, not an issue, and the inning is over. The Rockhounds get a run on a solo home run by Marty Bikina. One run, one hit, no errors. And as the man said in Major League, there's nothing left but a vapor trail. To the bottom of the second, Village Car Wash score of the ballgame. Hounds on top, 1-0.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Rockhounds 1, Rough Riders nothing early in this ball game. Bottom half of the second inning, middle third of the order. I owe you the rest of that Rough Riders lineup. David Garcia catching, batting sixth. Garcia behind the plate in the sixth spot. Sandro Fabian has had a good series. The DH will bat seventh, Sandro Fabian. Josh Stowers will bat eighth and play the eighth spot. Josh Stowers is in center field. And Jax Biggers, the third baseman, batting ninth. Biggers at third. David Leal bends an off-speed pitch on the outside corner for a strike to Justin Foscue. And the second inning underway, the bottom half of it. Foscue, 278. Swings, pops one foul right side up and over the concourse, out of play, 0-2. Foscue was at bat last night, and it's crazy. Again, the first walk-off of the season for Frisco comes on a strikeout. 0-2 pitch, lifted in the air, right field. That ball, I think, will drift foul. Yep, find its way into the Rockhounds bullpen on one hop. Bullpens are just below concourse level and above the field by a good amount. Carved right out of the stands. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, lifted in the air to center field. Fairly well struck, but Marty is there. Bikina settles, and he's got it for the out. 0-2 pitch well hit by Foscue, but a straightaway center field high in the air. One man down for Kevin Strom. Strom got a kick out of this. We told you he had extended an on-base streak to 28 games last night. The note we got before the game was that he had a 27-game on-base streak. He did reach last night, and now the notes say he has a 30-game on-base streak. I'll trust that was simply non-updated. That makes me feel better. I do that, too. Pop up behind the plate. No chance for Kyle McCann to get to that. A bunt attempt by Strom to reach base. Of course, if he gets on base tonight and tomorrow has a 33-game on-base streak, then we'll know something's up. But I'm guessing that was just a stat that wasn't updated. But my goodness, even more impressive than we had thought. 30 in a row on base. That's really good baseball. Takes a breaking pitch for a strike, and it's 0-2. We'll hold off on this stat for a moment. Nobody on, one man down. David Leal into the motion from the third base side of the rubber. And there is the first pitch out of the zone for David. It comes against the fifth batter of the game. Throwing 14 consecutive strikes to start the game. And, of course, now ball two. Two balls, no strikes, naturally. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody on and one out. Strom at 273 overall, but boy, that's the result of a really nice stretch in the last 35 games or so. Swings, ground ball, shortstop, and that's a base hit to center field. Logan reached for it, couldn't quite get there. Ball just got under his glove, sharply hit ball, and Kellen Strom is on base. Get a second look at this, see how close Logan came. Yep, ball just eluded his glove. Clean single to center field. One on with one down, tying run on base. Here's David Garcia. Switch hitting catcher at 248. Five home runs, 23 driven in. Strom doesn't run much, has one steal and was caught one time. Backdoor pitch called, strike to Garcia. David, at one time, a 40-man roster member of the Texas Rangers, was taken off in December of 21. Certainly has to be disappointing. That's one of the first steps, of course, for so many guys. Find yourself on the 40-man. Pitch by Leal. Yanked that one down and in a little bit, did David. One ball and one strike to count. The hit total for David is high. And, again, it's really been a wide spectrum, including hits totaling, 13 from Springfield. He's had double-digit hits multiple times, swinging a foul back, one ball and two strikes. But again, he's also had some very solid outings. Overall, 2-4, 5.37 earned run average. Left-hander comes set, looks at the runner at first base. Now to the plate, breaking ball, popped foul right side. It'll just sneak over the screen and on the roof of the Rockhounds dugout. Takes a gentle hop about 10 rows back and becomes an easy souvenir. Ball and two strikes to count. David went to school in Louisiana, Louisiana Tech, but he is a native of Houston. Left-hander, 38th rounder, 2019 by the A's. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-2. Joined the Rockhounds in early May. Doesn't seem like it's been that long ago, but yeah, indeed it has. Left-hander set, 2-2 pitch. Punched foul, good protective swing by Garcia, hanging in there, still 2-2. David has mentioned making start number 11 since joining the Hounds in May. In his second of the road trip, of course, he last outing against Corpus Christi, one of his better of the year. Seven innings, gave up just five base hits, couple of runs. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, ground ball, third base. Have to come to first, and throws in plenty of time by Brett Harris. But good aggressive base running will put Kellen Strong on at second base. Doubt very much that would have been a double play, but had Strom not been going, the lead runner would have been out rather than the batter, so it'll be a runner in scoring position with two men down. Again, 5-3 on the putout. Garcia retired, and here is Sandro Fabian. Some big swings already in this series as Sandro, former Giants farmhand. Former high prospect for San Francisco. Swings, fly ball, center field. Bikina coming on. Got to hurry. Will he get there? Nope. Duck snort, base hit, tie game. Well, Fabian's had some hard hit baseballs. That wasn't one of them, but a little flare that dropped in center field. And that gets the job done. And again, really the aggressive base running turns out to be huge. Obviously, runner would not have scored from first, but that ball just a Bermuda Triangle all the way. Between center, second, and short in this case, and the ball drops. Garcia with a base hit. Fabian, with a base hit. And an RBI. So Strom's aggressive base running pays off. Hounds get a solo home run. The Riders come back with a couple of base hits to tie it. Fly ball, right field, off the bat of Josh Stowers. Drifting over in plenty of room, Shane Selman will make the catch. One pitch and one swing there, fly out to right field. So each team, after going 1-2-3 in the first inning, each ball club gets on the board here in the second. Two innings are complete. Our Village Car Wash score here in Frisco. The Riders won. The Rockhounds won.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Been a long while on the road for the Rockhounds, the first of what will be back-to-back road trips of two-week duration. After the upcoming homestand, looking forward to that. That's going to be a great nine-gamer, starts next Friday night. For the Rockhounds, who have been on the road here beginning with the 4th of July, go right back out, be it North Little Rock, Arkansas, the first week of August, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, the second week. So this is a stretch of a lot of road games. We have mentioned it a couple of times, but 24 out of 33 on the road for the Hounds. 8-2 against the Hooks and the Riders so far. And we go to the top half of the third, and Saheed Valenzuela takes a called strike from Avery Weems, 0-1. Saheed, then Chase Calabwig, and back to the top for Jeremy Ironman. Pitch down and into the shoot tops. One ball, one strike. Saheed at 224, three homers and seven runs driven across. playing back in the outfield tonight in left field. Weems pitch, ground ball, one sharp hop to third, handled by Jax Biggers. This throw is right on the money. And it is one down in inning number three for Chase Calabui. Well, a couple of numbers on Chase. He took a collar last night. Yeah, we finally jinxed him into going 0 for 5. So, Chase, and this I think is my favorite number. He had a 7-game on base streak, and that was snapped last night. So Chase has reached in 17 of his last 18 games and went 0 for 5. Takes, strike at the knees, 0-1. His average during what is now an 18-game stretch dropped all the way to an even 400. So even with the goose egg, doing pretty nicely. 0-1 pitch, just down and away. One ball and one strike. Chase overall at 317. So that 0 for 5 took a little chunk out of that average. He came in at 323 coming into last night's game. Stretch and pitch, fly ball into right center field. Going back is Stowers. He's got room. Ball well hit, but it will not do any damage, and Stowers will reach up and glove it. Two down in the third inning. And top of the order now, Jeremy Ironman struck out his first time up. Avery Weems, left-hander, went to the University of Arizona, went to JC before that. Numbers weren't great, but the Rangers liked what they saw in him. Of course, numbers don't tell you everything. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Scouts, I'm sure, use some of the numbers, but you know, they're called scouts for a reason. So Avery now at the double-A level, a left-hander. Pitch to Jeremy Ironman, drops down low. So a quick two-ball, no-strike count. Bases empty, two men down. Ball game in the top half of the third, a one-all tie. Riders really play him to pull, especially with the corner infielders. Pitch down and in, ball three, 3-0. In fact, the shortstop, Ornelas, about the only guy who's playing where he normally would. Second baseman Foscue well up the middle. First baseman Krim way off the bag. And third baseman Biggers guarding the line. Called strike inside corner, 3-1. Of course, a lot of that now, so much information generated to sort through. 3-1 pitch, swung on it, bounced foul, a little foul tip. Count full to Jeremy Ironman with two down here in the third inning. Outfield, meantime, has him played slightly to pull. A little bit of breeze, and what there is, blowing out toward left field. Again, heat index at 103 at the game's beginning. Pitch to Jeremy. He sends that one foul right through the coaching box on the third base side, where Bobby Crosby, well, he's not in the coaching box, of course. Very few guys ever are. On-deck circles and coaching boxes, basically just a suggestion. Count 3-2, second time. Upright stance, right-hand box. Jeremy swings and misses, comes up empty. Hits down and in, and it fooled him. Strikeout number three of the game for Avery Weems, and as he did in the first inning, he retires the side in order. So we are bound for the bottom half of the third. Village Car Wash score from Frisco, Texas, a one-all tie.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now two.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
David Leal going back to work. We'll go to the bottom half of the third. 9-1-2 in the Frisco Rough Riders order. Hilliard IT Solutions. Just heard from those good folks. We will do a little closing for you. An idea that the San Diego Padres came up with that the New York Yankees decided they really liked. And one of the most unusual connections in baseball was the result of it. And kind of an interesting date on this day in history. We'll do that coming up for you. David Leal will face Jax Biggers to lead it off. Left-handed hitting third baseman. Then Jonathan Ornelas, the shortstop. And J.P. Martinez in left field. 9-1 and 2. Pitch right down the middle from David. 0-1. Mentioned he has had, and it's two to be specific, he's had two games in which he has given up double-digit hits in a game as David. There's a swing and a pop-up right side. Second base, and waiting is Jeremy Ironman. He's got it for the out, little pop out to second. So that is one time through the order, and with any pitcher, of course, any starter, when you get through now the second, and if you get to the third time through, always a little bit of a different dynamic. I think with David in particular, since he does not throw real hard, again, that mix of pitches, we'll see how the second time through the order will treat him. The batter, Jonathan Ornelas, struck out his first time, swings and is a little bit behind this pitch, 0-1. On June 7th at home, David gave up 13 hits in 3 2/3 to Springfield. His stretch and pitch to Ornelas, swing and a miss. 74-mile-an-hour pitch, and boy, just frisbeed up there, swing and a miss by Ornelas. The Riders got 14 hits. Now, it was five innings. And that was his last start here on June 19th. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. So Springfield got to him for 14 base hits in five innings, five runs. He did not walk a batter in that game, struck out two. Second time through the order here. Swing, fly ball, right field. Selman drifting back. He's got room. Straight away right field. He's got it. Two men down. The batter now, J.P. Martinez, bounced out to David his first time up. So we will see how he fares this time out. Again, same venue against the Riders, and largely the same lineup, almost entirely, in fact. Not a lot of changes for Frisco among position players, to be certain. Backup delivery bounced foul. It's 0-1. By the way, one familiar name in the lineup not here is Dustin Harris, playing in the All-Star Futures game, as is Jack Leiter of the Rough Riders. And Dustin, and an RBI single in that game today. Here's an off-speed pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. David Leal looks in for the sign, has nobody on, two men down. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch on the way to Martinez, just inside for a ball, and the count is 1-2. Blaine Crim would be next here in the Frisco third inning. Sun slightly veiled by clouds. The sun not brightly shining, but still enough to cast shadows. Breaking pitch. Got him. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch. 69 miles an hour down and away. And Martinez swings through it. Boy, last time 14 hits in five innings for the Riders. This time around through three anyway. Just a couple of base hits. So, game summary is on the way. Three innings in the books in Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas. Village Car Wash score through three. The Rockhounds and Riders, a one-all tie.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy. A 1-1 tie through three innings. Rock Hounds got their run on one swing. Marty Bikina, line drive, and an impressive swing. Went out at about 365 feet and got out by 20 feet or so on a rope. That was the top of the second. Riders tied it with a Kellen Strom single. He advanced to second base on a bounce out, scored on a flare single, a little pop-up that dropped off the bat of Sandro Fabian in shallow center. So to the fourth we go. Pitcher called strike to Brett Harris. And the fourth inning is underway. Rockhounds, one run, one hit. Crisco, one run, two hits. No errors in the ball game. Rockhounds have not left anybody on. They've had just one base runner, and he circled him. Tapper to second, near the bag. Play made by Boskew. Another low throw, and again, handled by Blaine Krim. One down in the fourth inning for Kyle McCann. Rockhounds come into this game 12-4 in the second half. Amarillo was defeated last night. San Antonio thumped them at Hodgetown. So the Rockhounds still lead Amarillo by three. Frisco Rough Riders by three in the South Division. Lefty against lefty. McCann, big swing and a miss. Pitch with good sink on it. And an 0-1 count. Again, Copa night here in Frisco. Yeah, we have a Copa night coming up during the upcoming nine-game homestand. Pitch to the corner, called strike of the knees, outside edge, quick 0-2 count. Jordan Diaz on deck. Weems comes set. Delivery to the plate, just down low for a ball. Count goes one ball and two strikes. Kyle McCann now with 11 home runs, 32 runs driven in. Four of those 11 home runs on this road trip. Pitch down and away, 2-2. Nobody on and one man down. Teams wrap up this series tomorrow evening at 6:05. And then the minors and majors both, with the exception of the home run derby and all-star guys, get a break. Ground ball right side, sharply hit, edge of the grass to Foscue. Makes the play for the out. Trust his feet were not on the grass when that pitch was thrown, but he makes the play on the grass. Two up, two down. Couple of ground balls to second base. And the batter is Jordan Diaz. 3.07 the batting average for Jordan. 13 home runs, 50 driven in. Has one home run on the road trip. It's his only extra base hit. Takes just outside ball one, 1-0. 13-50 for the year, the power numbers, home runs and runs driven in. Rocks that bat just a little bit, very familiar setup at the dish, takes down and in for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Logan Davidson will be next here in the Rockhounds' fourth inning, a one-all tie. Shadows continue now to stretch out to lengthen. All pushing out toward the right side of the ballpark. Pitch way up high for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Jordan White batting gloves here this evening. Usually good sartorial taste there. Hounds are wearing the Matamoskas uniforms tonight on a Copa night in Frisco. 3-2, way outside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. First one issued by Avery Weems, and that'll bring up Logan Davidson. Logan bounced out to third base, nicely handled on a poor throw, really. Blaine Krim, first baseman, made a nice play. Retiring Jordan, his first time up. Switch hitter batting from the right side against the lefty. Logan, 12 homers, 42 driven in. Waits, pitch from Weems, fastball. Boy, jumped on it, but popped it up, playable. First base side, foul ground. Blaine Krim now drifts to fair territory. Let's see, fair or foul? No indication. Mr. Umpire, you got to tell us if that was a fair ball or a foul ball. I don't know which it was. We'll call it fair. Normally points, of course, one way or the other. No indication whatsoever from Steven Rios Jr. Steven, you deaconess. No runs or base hits. One walk, and Jordan Diaz is stranded. To the last of the fourth, trivia coming up. And our Village Car Wash score from Frisco.
Rockhounds 1, Rough Riders 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
In the last half of the fourth inning, it'll be Blaine Crim to lead it off, guy who scored last night's game winner, the walk-off strikeout. Thank you very kindly. Justin Foscue and Kevin Strom will follow here in the Frisco fourth inning in this 1-1 ball game. David Leal, left-hander, will face Crim, who popped out to Jordan Diaz, first baseman in foul territory, his first time up. David's pitch bends in over the heart of the plate, called strike, 0-1. It was on this date the New York Yankees stole an idea from the San Diego Padres. 0-1 pitch, tap toward third. Is it fair or foul? Foul ball. Brett Harris makes the play, 0-2 to Crim. Depends on which article you read, but I believe it was somebody in the media relations or public relations department. And they saw that in San Diego, when Trevor Hoffman, the great reliever, came in out of the bullpen, that he came in with, as guys come to the plate, of course, with walk-up music. He came with walk-in music, Hell's Bells by AC/DC. And that seemed to be pretty cool. Backdoor pitch way wide, 1-2. So somebody in the Yankees PR department said, you know, we have a pretty good reliever, too. Mariano Rivera. And they decided to try the walk-in music for Mariano. Pitch down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And, of course, they came up. It's a good piece of music. It really is. It is called, of course, Enter Sandman. And it is from a piece of music by the band Metallica. A band, by the way, that Mariano Rivera had never heard of in his life. And I'm sure was not a fan of. Anyway, two outside, ball three. So now, all of a sudden, 0-2. Is a 3-2 count to Blaine Crim. He leads it off in the last of the fourth inning. Crim will step out, getting his timeout here, going to readjust everything. He's going to take full advantage. It's about as long as you see a guy stay out of the box. 3-2 is the count. Leal with a 3-2 pitch, and it's ripped to third, and a diving catch by Brett Harris. Get out of Dodge, what a catch. That is a line shot with absolutely no time for adjustment. Got to show that again. Boy, just a, again, hot corner, I guess so. This ball is a laser. See, one step, airborne catch. Boy, and he was parallel with the ground. A brilliant catch by Brett Harris, and that ball was ripped. Now Justin Foscue, one man down. Foscue takes inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Boy, that's a thing of beauty. That wasn't one, two steps and then go airborne. He turned to his left, took one step, pushed off on it, went airborne and caught that ball. Called strike to Foscue, 1-1. Boy, that is one of the finest defensive plays we've seen on the year. Again, just a 1,001. It's over. Pitch swung on, popped up. Right field side, Selman, yep, does have room. He's there to make the catch. Glasses glistening in the sunshine. Fly ball to right, Justin Foscue retired. There are two men down in the inning now for Kellen Strom. So on this date, 1999, the gates to the bullpen open, where the door opens, I guess I should say, and out walks Mariano Rivera. And now, of course, and throughout his legendary career, so much of it, when he came on at Yankee Stadium was Enter Sandman. Swing, fly ball off the bat of Strom. That is high, that is deep, that's up, and that is gone. Home run, Kellen Strom, deep left center field. And the Riders will take the lead. Strom with his fifth of the year. Boy, just sat back on that pitch and absolutely drilled it. Each team with a solo home run in this game. Kellen Strom with his fifth of the year. And he will touch them all 2-1 Frisco here in the fourth. Get a second look and see where that pitch was specifically. It was a ball just right down the middle, and Strom stayed back on it and just timed it perfectly. Drills it out of here, home run. Swing fly ball right field. Selman on the move and Shane toward the line to make the catch off the bat of David Garcia. Fly ball toward the right field corner, handled by Selman. But after a couple of 1-2-3 innings in this game, it's one run on one base hit. No errors, nobody left. Each team with a solo home run in this game, and they were both really well hit. So the Riders have taken the lead. We'll go to the top of the fifth. In Frisco, Village Car Wash score, Riders 2, Rockhounds 1.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the MyHEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Hounds have not trailed often on this road trip, in fact, but they trail here now 2-1. Kellen Strom continuing just a wonderful stretch over the last, 6 weeks or so. Hitting about .340, reaching base now in 31 consecutive games. We go to the top half of the fifth, and Marty Bikina, who homered for the Rockhounds, will stand in, takes down low for ball one. 2-1 the score. Frisco now on top. Hounds have just the one hit. Riders 2 runs on 3. Marty takes down and in. Ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Home run was Marty's fifth of the season. Right-handed hitter waits against the left-hander Avery Weems. Pitch will get there called strike 2-1. Marty Bikina, Shane Selman, and Saheed Valenzuela. Well, a little trivia, Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. This was the first day, the first time ever that Enter Sandman was played when Mariano Rivera entered the game at Yankee Stadium. Swing and a miss, 2-2 now to Marty. Again, the PR department coming up with the idea. They thought that that's really cool, so they stole it from the Padres and their great reliever, Trevor Hoffman. It was the Yankees and the Braves in the Bronx. And the Yankees led the game going to the ninth, and so a save opportunity for Mariano. There's a swing and a miss, and this time Marty up and down on strikes. So the two have battled twice, and a home run, and now a strikeout. Fourth of the ball game for Avery Weems. So first time ever with Enter Sandman having brought him in from the bullpen. What was the result for Mariano Rivera? Was it 3 up, 3 down, all on strikeouts? A save, but he gave up a couple of runs, or a blown save? Swinging strike to Shane Selman. Shane, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Saheed Valenzuela waiting on deck. The only direct sun now in fairly deep right field, but it'll still be a challenge. It's Kellen Strom out there. Pitch to the outside corner is low and away, one ball and one strike. So Shane 5-for-9 since coming back. Right-hand hitting right fielder. Pitch from Strom, big swing and a bouncer foul. Third base side, one ball, two strikes. Mariano Rivera, first time ever with Enter Sandman. What was the result? Three up, three down, all strikeouts. A save with a couple of runs allowed, or a good old-fashioned blown save. With the Yanks and the Braves and the Bronx on this date, 1999. One ball, two strikes. Pitch swung on and missed. So Shane, who does have a high strikeout total, a couple of whips in this game. Avery Weems now with his fifth. He's given up just one hit through 4 2/3 innings. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. Saheed bounced out to third his first time up. Well, the bullpen door opened and Mariano arrives. Crowd, of course, loving it. They would come, of course, to know the strains of Enter Sandman as being the entry music. Here's a swing and a drive to left on the first pitch, and Valenzuela, you betcha, long gone, way out of here, sidewalk souvenir, left field line, over the roof of the home run terrace. Saheed with his fourth home run. Hounds have their 22nd home run of the road trip, and that ball just laced. Boy, it got in on him a little bit, and he turned on that and just ripped it. A 2-2 tie. Rockhounds have only two base hits, but they have both left the ballpark. Boy, that's a high line drive. That home run terrace has an A-frame roof on top of it. It's fairly tall. It wasn't one of those high trajectory fly balls. That was a line shot. Boy, that ball traveled a ways. Pitch down and away to Chase Calabrese for ball one. 2-2 tie. Saheed with his fourth of the season. Fourth in 20 games with the Rockhounds. Had one home run in 298 plate appearances at low A in rookie ball. Go figure. Pitch low and away, 2-0 to Chase. We mentioned Avery Weems has given up some home runs. He has given up two in this game, numbers 12 and 13 on the season. It's a high number. Two balls, no strikes. Chase swings, fouls it off. 2-1. Well, on this date, Mariano comes in, Enter Sandman plays, and, of course, it's automatic. Nope. Gave up. First time Mariano entered to Enter Sandman, he gave up four runs in the ninth inning to Atlanta. Pitch inside to Chase, ball three, and the Braves beat the Yankees 10-7. Of course, Mariano had no idea they were going to do that. The band probably not to his... Not one that really fits his lifestyle, if you will. There's a swing and roller toward third, and that got under the glove of Jax Biggers trying to make a sliding play. So we'll see how that ball will be scored. If Chase is back with a base hit here, I think that's a really tough play if you're going to call that an error, so I would imagine that'll be a base hit. And we will check the scoring. 2-2 tie with one on now and two men down. And, yep, that will go as a base hit. So for Chase now, even though he had the collar last night, he has hits in 14 of 16 games, hitting right about .450, by the way, and on base in 18 out of 19 games, hitting better than .400. Infield, or actually a single to left field, under the glove of the third baseman, Jax Biggers. And a visit here to the mound. Of course, Enter Sandman and Mariano Rivera, of course, then were linked for the rest of his career. And, by the way, it worked out, ironically, same date, 16th of July, 7 years later, 7 years after the Enter Sandman experiment failed in the first try, Mariano joined Lee Smith, the former Midland Cub, Trevor Hoffman, they stole the entrance music idea from, and John Franco in earning his 400th save, 7 years to the day later. Pitch down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Jeremy Ironman, 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. So the Enter Sandman experiment was a dismal failure first time out, but Rivera was pretty good. He Yeah, he responded well. A swing and a miss, Jeremy. Now a 1-1 count. Which went on to become the all-time saves leader. Top two all-time, Mariano Rivera, Trevor Hoffman, accompanied by AC/DC and Metallica. Makes perfect sense. One ball, one strike pitch, down and in. Ball two, 2-1. So in this inning, back-to-back strikeouts, Marty Bikina and Shane Selman. But a solo home run on the first pitch he saw from Saheed Valenzuela. A base hit for Chase Calabuig under the glove of the third baseman, Jax Biggers. One on, two out. Each team now, two runs, three hits, no errors. Top of the fifth. Kick and pitch by Weems and a swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Brett Harris would be next. We approach the midway point of this ball game. Again, Copenite here in Frisco. Unusual color combination for the Rough Riders Copa selection. The Los Quesos. There's a bouncer to third. Biggers will backpedal a couple of steps. Now makes another poor throw, and that one Krim cannot come up with. Well, Jax Biggers has yanked a couple of throws. This one blocked, but not caught by Blaine Krim. And so it's first and second. Jeremy Ironman will reach on the game's first error. And ball was picked up. Wow, they just put up a base hit. You've got to be kidding me. The main scoreboard here has put up a base hit. That ball was handled by Biggers. His throw was low and bounced. And somehow that is a hit. And I'm the Rockhounds guy, and Jeremy, I'm not trying to take a hit away from you, not at all, but boy, how that can be scored a hit, I have no idea. I'm hoping somebody miscommunicated on that. My goodness, that's going to be it for Avery Weems. So his day is done here in the fifth. Brett Harris will be the batter. Well, there's sometimes you just have a stunning bit of scoring. Wow, that is being credited as a base hit. What am I missing in this? And, of course, when we need it, we don't get a replay. Maybe I missed something on that play, and obviously, yeah, that can happen. Boy, can it ever. But that was just a two-hopper to third base. Biggers had plenty of time set up and threw, and the throw was low. Bounced away. Krim blocked it but could not hang on to it to make the out. So to the bullpen, go the Rough Riders. Again, Los Quesos, their Copa nickname. Justin Slayton will come on to pitch. Big tall right-hander, 6'4", 222, out of Hallsville, Texas. Slayton will inherit two men on base. Comes on here in the fifth inning, a 2-2 tie. First and second are the runners. And there are two men down. I guess I'm looking at both the scoreboard version here and the online version of the score sheet, and I guess that's going to be a base hit. I'm going to have the correction fluid ready to go on that one. But for now, Jeremy Ironman will get the base hit on the bouncer to third. Chase Calabuig to second base. So back-to-back-to-back base hits. Last three batters faced by Avery Weems. Justin Slayton will face Brett Harris. Brett has flown out sharply to center field, then bounced out to second baseman Justin Foscue. That was another play in which Blaine Krim had to save the day. So Justin Slayton out of the Frisco bullpen. And Brett to face him. Two on, two men down, and a 2-2 tie. Rock counts a couple of solo home runs. Harris waits. Pitched by Slayton, well outside from big right-hander. One ball and no strikes. University of New Mexico is his baseball alma mater, 24-year-old right-hander. One ball and no strikes. Two on, two out. Pitches low and in. Ball two to Harris. Throws pretty hard, as I recall. We've seen him once in this series, 94 on that last fastball. 6.35 the earned run average. makes his 14th appearance for the Riders. Does Slayton pitch, and that's up high, and that's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Has a high whip of 1.74, so good number of base runners. Right-hander set, 3-0 to Brett. Does he have the green light? Well, doesn't matter. Pitch is in the dirt for ball four. So the base is loaded, a four-pitch walk for Slayton out of the bullpen. So the base hit that got under the glove of Jax Biggers into left field for Chase Cattabuig. The bouncer to third somehow scored a hit for Jeremy Ironman. And now a base on balls, and here's Kyle McCann. And again, Kyle has had an outstanding road trip. He would love to do some damage here. Wearing the dark blue Matamoskis de Medesa jersey, trimmed into bright green sleeves. Stretch and pitch by Slayton. Got the back door, but just maybe down a little bit. One ball, no strikes. Just a little low and outside. 1-0. So Slayton, five pitches thrown, and they have all been out of the zone. Hounds have tied the game here in the top of the fifth, and now have bases loaded. And all of it has come with two men down. One ball, no strikes. Pitch sails high. Ball two. That'll make a crowd a little grumpy, although I think they're doing the wave, so they don't care. Well, they're trying to do the wave. Let me rephrase. Slayton asks for time. He's going to work on his shoelaces a little bit. Cattabuig at third. Ironman is at second. Harris at first. 2-0 the count to Kyle McCann. 2-2 ball game. So Slayton, after one of the longer delays, retying his shoes. Now the pitch clock ticking away. Two balls, no strikes to Kyle. Bases full. Pitching away from Slayton, and that's a high pop foul. Will it get out of play left side? And yes, it will. About halfway back into the seats. 2-1. Kyle bounced out first base to pitcher in the first and grounded out to second base. His last time up. 0-for-2 in this ball game. Kyle 6-for-14 in the series. With some pop. Two balls and one strike to count. Swing and a high fly ball. Center field. Fairly well struck. Going back. Stowers. Boy, still going back. Still going back. Still going back. Leap to the wall. Did that ball get out of here? That is gone. Grand slam sidewalk souvenir. Right at that corner of the batter's eye, and Stowers timed his leap perfectly, but he could not get it, and Kyle McCann continues the best stretch of baseball in his Double-A career. A grand slam home run just left in center field. Smiles galore as the camera catches the guys heading to the dugout. Kyle McCann, grand slam home run. Boy, when it jumped off the bat, it didn't look like it was that deep, but it really carried. There is virtually no wind. That was all off the bat of Kyle McCann. Three home runs in the game, two in this inning for the Rockhounds, swinging a foul away off Jordan Diaz's bat. Chase Cattabuig and Jeremy Ironman will be charged to Avery Weems, Brett Harris, and, of course, McCann charged to Slayton. Jordan waits, 0-1 count. Pitch swung on, fouled off again to the right, out of play, 0-2. So the Rockhounds break a two-all tie, newly forged two-all tie with a grand slam. Hounds have six runs in this game, all on home runs. 23 home runs in 11 games in this road trip. 0-2 to Jordan Diaz. Way up high with the delivery, one ball, two strikes. Kyle McCann on this road trip has five home runs and 13 runs driven in. And, of course, four coming on that swing. But he's got five home runs on the road trip. The 1-2 pitch swung on and popped up shallow center field. Stowers coming in. He'll make the call to the catch. The inning is over. And, again, unless they change one bit of scoring, I guess we'll go with what we have. Rockhounds score five runs on four hits and one walk. No errors. two home runs. Solo from Valenzuela, grand slam from Kyle McCann. And we will go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And boy, did this ball game just change. Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 6, Frisco 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Well, we go to the bottom half of the fifth, and the Riders respond to the first pitch of the inning. Pardon, I was a little slow getting out of that last one. And Sandro Fabian drives a quick double. First pitch of the inning. Double in the gap to left center. Talk about Fabian a little bit. He's swung the bat well in this series, and he doubles to left center here. Leadoff batter is on after the Rockhounds put a five spot on the board. The last thing certainly that David Leal wants to do is give something back here. But a leadoff double to the Riders in business to make something happen in the inning. Josh Stowers is the batter, takes a backdoor breaking pitch low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Field entirely in shadows now. Sky still a early evening blue, lots of high white clouds. 1-0 stretch, pitched by Leal. That's a called strike to the knees. One ball, one strike to Stowers. Josh flew out to right his first time up. Right-handed hitter at 223. Lots of speed. Josh Stowers takes outside for a ball. And the count, two balls and one strike. First pitch of this inning. Sandro Fabian driving the double. 2-1 the count. Stretch pitch by David. Down and away. Ball 3-1. So anxious start here to the fifth inning for the Rockhounds left-hander. Jax Biggers waiting on deck. This is the bottom third of the order in the inning, but it's already seen a double swing and a high fly ball right field foul territory. Shane Selman gives a look, but yep, going to run out of room. Not by much. Ball got just into the corner of the stands where they jet out closest to the playing surface. So full count to Stowers. I was just looking at Kyle McCann's numbers from a year ago. Had 8 home runs on the season. Last year, playing in 93 games, has 5 home runs on this road trip. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Swing and a miss. Got him. One pitch just floated up there. Didn't even register with the speed pitch. So a swinging strike 3. Third strikeout for David Leal. Stowers retired. Here's Jax Biggers. Top of the order, Jonathan Ornelas on deck. Biggers, left-handed hitter, popped out the second, his first time up. Fabian, leadoff double, takes the leadoff second base. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. Biggers actually a little bit late getting around on that swing. Jax from Missouri City Texas, Houston area. Played college ball at Arkansas. Breaking pitch, nubbed toward first, and this is going to be Diaz right near the bag. He'll make the play. Runner advancing to third, but on the second out of the inning. Bouncing ball to first base, three unassisted. Two men down, runner at third, 6-2 Hounds here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rockhounds in the home run. Boy, there is a newly forged bond. 23 home runs in 11 games, actually in about 10 and a half games. At Corpus and here now at Frisco. Here's Ornelas, 0 for 2. Off speed. Well, he just got there. Called strike inside corner at the knees, 0-1. Base hit for Fabian, the fourth of the ball game. Tell me why I accentuate that, but we'll see what transpires here. Two down in the fifth. Delivery, Ornelas rips it, but foul. Got out in front of that a little bit. Line drive, sharply hit. But an 0-2 count to the Riders shortstop. J.P. Martinez on deck. A double on the first pitch of the inning, a strikeout, a bounce out, and now an 0-2 count. Ornelas waits. David with the 0-2 pitch, but that's outside for a ball, 1-2. A little bit of breeze picking up, just enough they have an American flag and a Texas state flag on each side of the batter's eye. And they're moving just a little, the lush trees moving behind them. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-2 the count. So a little bit of breeze here in Frisco, that I'm sure will be very welcome. Still heat index it right around triple digits. Two balls, two strikes, runner at third, two out. Pitch to Ornelas, lifted in the air toward the shortstop. Logan Davidson, the call, and the catch. Boy, David Leal had a little clap into the glove as he gave up that double in the first pitch of the inning. But he gets the next three batters, and that's a really big inning after the Rockhounds had come up with five in the top half of inning number five. No runs on the leadoff double by Sandro Fabian. One man left on base. So we'll go to the top half of the sixth. Game summary coming up. Village Car Wash score in Frisco through five complete. Hounds lead it by a score of 6-2.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
The Rockhounds and the long ball. Six runs in this ball game, all coming off home runs. Solo by Marty Bikina in the second. Riders came back. Scored to tie the game in the bottom of the second inning. Singles by Kellen Strom, the RBI from Sandro Fabian. Riders took the lead on a solo home run by Kellen Strom in the fourth, and the Rockhounds then in the fifth inning, solo home run with two outs in the inning by Saheed Valenzuela to tie it, and the Hounds then loaded the bases. Pitch down low, ball one to Logan Davidson, the only man not to come to the plate in the sixth inning. Singles by Calabuig and Ironman, a walk to Brett Harris, and Kyle McCann, a grand slam home run. Pitch swung on, and Logan pops one left side. That'll get out of play. One ball, one strike. He's 0 for 2 as a Hound shortstop. He has bounced to third and popped out to the first baseman. So top of the sixth inning, and the Hounds on the tie-breaking grand slam by Kyle McCann. Three home runs in this ballgame. Rockhounds have 6 runs, 5 hits. Frisco, 2 runs, 4 hits. Logan waits. Pitch swung on, drilled into right center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. That'll be extras. It'll find its way all the way to the wall. Logan gives a look, and he'll pull up at second. Well, he came into this game, did Logan, hitting 333 on the road trip, and he's 1-for-3 in this one. So he has just had a really good stretch. And since his return from the injured list, hitting just slightly below that 333 number, so Logan Davidson, since coming back, has been very, very good. Fourth extra base hit of the road trip, second double, along with 2 home runs. Now Marty Bikina's solo home run, his first time up. He's high for a ball, 1-0. He's homered and struck out, both against starter Avery Weems. David Leal, side note for you, mentioned 4 hits in 5 innings allowed to the Rough Riders in this game. When he pitched here last in 5 innings, he got 14 against him. Pitched down and away, ball 2, 2-0. So when you really tip your cap to David Leal, ball club that really gave him fits his last time here. But 4 runs across, I'm sorry, 4 base hits across, 2 runs, of course, in a 6-2 game. 2-0 to Marty Bikina, runner in scoring position, nobody out. Pitch down and away, ball 3, 3-0 to Marty. Avery Weems went 4 2/3, gave up 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned, with a walk and 5 strikeouts. Justin Slayton now has faced 3 batters, actually faced 4, a walk, a grand slam, a flyout, and a double. Pitching now, another walk. So Marty Bikina is on. It's 2-on with nobody out in the 6th. Shane Selman to the plate. Shane, well, the first time since coming back, has struggled a bit in the game. He's 0-for-2. But in the series, 4-for-10. Double, couple of home runs. Hit him in back-to-back at-bats, including what turned out to be the game winner 2 nights ago. 2-on, nobody down. A little stirring in the Frisco bullpen, no one yet throwing. Slayton's pitch backs up over the inside half of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. David Leal through 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts, and has excellent command. Delivery, that'll find the boy, heart of the plate, maybe just a bit down and away, I guess. Boy, tough to tell from up here sometimes. 1 ball, 1 strike. It's the highest elevation by far of any press box in the Texas League. We are 4 stories up here in Frisco. Slayton comes set, 2-on, 1-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 now to Shane. Again, this time on the injured list, missed 18 games. Has 8 home runs for the season. 25% of those in this series, thank you. Pitch from Slayton down and away. Count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Saheed Valenzuela. We've got the 5-run inning started. The Rockhounds scored 5 runs in the 5th inning, and they did it all starting with the bases empty, 2 out, and in fact on a pair of strikeouts. Valenzuela's home run started it. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2-1, nobody out here. Shane waits, pitch on the way by Slayton. That's up high, ball 3. So now for Bobby Crosby, and of course, decision already made. Just as you and I start to think about it, do you send the runners? The first guess would be no. 3-2 to Selman, right-handed hitter. Shane waits. Justin Slayton with a 3-2 stretch and pitch up high, ball 4. So they are loaded with nobody out. So Slayton has come in and has kind of thrown some supreme unleaded on the fire. Gave up a walk and a grand slam. Got a fly ball out to end the inning, and now a players' conference at the mound. That will count as a mound visit. And Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach, will join it. Astound Communications road to the show. I've got 2 or 3 short entries for you. And while we're talking about pitching, this date, 1978, Dave Rigetti went on to a really good career for the Yankees and the Giants, starter and a closer. Well, Dave Righetti came up with the Rangers. He was then part of a Big Ten player deal between Texas and New York, the Yankees. But Dave Righetti in his minor league career, in fact, he was only 19 years of age. And on this date, Dave Righetti set the all-time Texas League strikeout record for a nine-inning game. He whiffed 21 batters in 9 innings. I mean, that is impressive to say the least. Why is it on our Astound Communications road to the show? Well, he did it at the expense of the Midland Cubs. Yep, struck out 21 Midland Cubs in 9 innings on this date. Dave Righetti, 1978, with the Tulsa Drillers, then the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Pitch up high for a ball to Sahib Valenzuela. Activity beginning in the Frisco bullpen. Josh Smith is warming. Stretch. Pitch by Slayton. Ground ball out towards second. Might be two. Flip to second for one. The relay is, nope, not going to be in time. So Valenzuela, only thing that changes there, of course, no out, and he will get himself an RBI. Ground ball to second was not very hard hit. So Shane Selman is out 4-6, first out of the inning. Logan Davidson scores. That makes it 7-2. To third is Marty Bikina. Reaching on the fielder's choice is Sahib Valenzuela. So, as they did last night, the Rockhounds have built a 7-2 lead. Went away last evening. Here's Chase, and this pitch in the dirt, and that bounds away. And on the wild pitch, another run will score. 1-0 to Chase Calabwig, and Marty Bikina comes across to score. And, boy, it's an 8-2 game, and, boy, that was not pretty. So Slayton has given up 4 runs, and he has pitched only 2/3 of an inning. Chase Calabwig asking our home plate umpire about something, not quite sure. I just saw that on the video screen down below. So Calabwig the batter, and should be a 2-0 count, and it is. Runner in scoring position, another run across. It is now 8-2, Rockhounds. 7 runs in these last 2 innings. Pitch high to Chase for ball 3. Got a base hit his last time up. After taking a very rare collar last night, did Chase. 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Runner in scoring position. Scoreboard and I both have 3-0. I think the umpire just tried to correct something. Let's see. Here's a swing and a foul tip back. Scoreboard has 3-1. The official box has 3-1 all as well. I'm wondering, I think we added a pitch. I think it's 2-1. I'm fairly sure. I'm going to go with 2-1. Scoreboard has 3-1. I think we both added a pitch there, the scoreboard and myself. Pitch up high now, I believe it is 3-1. Yep, and that is correct. 3-1. Runner in scoring position is Sahib Valenzuela. A couple of RBIs in this game. A solo home run and a fielder's choice a moment ago. Hounds with 7 runs in the last 2 innings. Trying to add to it here. Pitching up inside, ball 4. Chase draws another walk. Went for Slayton. This has been just a flat, ugly time on the mound. It really has. He has really struggled. Has a fly ball out and a fielder's choice. And I think, yeah, that's going to be it. Well, that's just one you can't wait to get back to the mound and try to kind of erase this one from your memory. So Josh Smith will come on to pitch here in the 6th inning. And that is one rough early evening here on the mound for Justin Slayton. So he will go 2/3 of an inning combined over the 5th and the 6th. Gave up only 2 base hits, but of course one of those was a grand slam home run. 2 of the runs went to him. Gave up a double to Logan Davidson to start this inning. But he also walked 4 batters. Walked the first batter he faced in the fifth. That was Brett Harris to load him and then gave up the grand slam to Kyle McCann. Walks four batters. Does not strike out a batter. Threw a wild pitch on which a run scored. And both of his inherited runners came across to score. So a base on balls will put runners at first and second for Josh Smith. He'll come on with one man down here in the sixth inning. While we get the pitching change, a couple of other Astound Communications Road to the Show notes. Kudos, tip of the cap to Sky Bolt, former Rockhound. A really talented kid. Took him a while to manipulate through the minors, but he's had some time in the big leagues, and yesterday had a huge game against the Astros at Houston. Went 3-for-4 with a home run. Drove in three. A's beat the Astros last night, but that made them mad. Astros came back, shut out the A's today behind Justin Verlander. But last night, Sky Bolt. Home run, three ribbies for the former Rockhound outfielder. And one of my favorite kids of all time, not a kid, he's an absolute grown-up now, doing some TV, I think. Benji Molina spent parts of the last three seasons of the Angels affiliation, 96, 97, and 98. Absolute man, I tell you what, if you don't like Benji Molina, it's time for a checkup. Tell you what Benji did when we get a chance on this date, as a member of the Rangers, by the way. Jeremy Ironman at the plate, two on, one man down. Jeremy takes down and in ball one, so Josh Smith misses with his first pitch, does the big right-hander. Josh, 6'5", 205 out of Saline, Michigan. I hope I didn't just say right-hander. I know I did. Pitch swung on, sent in the air to center field. Ball struck back. His Stower still going back. Over the shoulder, hauls it in. Well, that ball nearly 400 feet from home plate. And Jeremy ripped it, but Stowers tracks it down, and I mean deep, two men down. Josh Smith, a left-hander. Two men on, two men out, and here is Brett Harris, 0 for 2. And he walked and scored in the fifth. Valenzuela at second, Chase Calabuig at first. Two runs across. Fielder's choice by Valenzuela, and a wild pitch. First pitch swing and a miss. Brett comes up empty. Again, it was the Davidson double that set the table. Marty Bacchino walked. Shane Selman walked to load him. Valenzuela, the fielder's choice, avoided the double play, bringing home Logan Davidson. And the wild pitch scores Marty Bacchino. Pitch drops down low. Count one ball, one strike. For the Rockhounds, third baseman. No, Checkme called that a strike. I'm sorry, 0-2. 0-2. So Smith comes on, gets one man down on the fly ball to center field. Brett asking for timeout, steps out and back in, does the Hounds third baseman. And an 0-2 count with two on and two out. Smith comes set, hands up high, delivers, that's way up and away. And the count goes a ball and two strikes. Sky turning a pale, still pretty much an evening blue here. Breeze has almost gone away. Not much wind the last, two or three nights. Brett waits, one ball, two strikes. Pitch down and in. 2-2. Boy, if you're a Riders fan, my goodness, the fifth inning and the sixth inning have taken absolutely forever. Rockhounds sent eight men to the plate in the fifth inning. Five of them scoring. Again, a solo and a grand slam home run. And the Hounds have kind of Frankensteined a couple more together here in the sixth, and they lead it 8-2. Stretch by Smith. 2-2 pitch to Brett Harris. Just down and in, ball three. Crowd will grumble a little bit, and that was a close pitch. Uniforms are that off-white. They're really not white. They're very much an off-white color that the Riders use, with red piping. Pitch down low, ball four. Brett draws his second walk, and that loads him. Yeah, it's really interesting color combination. The stirrups they wear are red. Can't see them on everybody's uniform. Not a lot of the guys, of course, wear the pants all the way down, the cuffs all the way down to the shoes. So the off-white jerseys, red trim, green numerals, and green caps with a red brim. Interesting. Fastball down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Rockhounds wearing the deep, dark blue body of the jersey, the green sleeves, Matamoskis logo across. Dark blue caps. I think the Rockhounds win the uniform battle. The Matamoskis do, that is. Kyle McCann at the plate. 1-3, the one, a huge one. Pitch down, low ball two. Kyle with a grand slam in the fifth inning. Broke a 2-2 tie. Hitting 303 on the road trip. He's 10-33. And again, has 5 home runs on the road trip. 13 driven in. Pitch, and that's up high, and that's ball three. Well, last night it was the Rockhounds to a large extent. The bullpen struggling to throw strikes, and well, all sorts of guys struggled last night. The guy who took the loss was Charles Hall. He actually pitched very well. But tonight it's the Frisco bullpen that has struggled. 3-0, bases loaded pitch, and that's a strike, 3-1. Now taking all the way. For the second consecutive inning, the Rockhounds are sending their 8th batter to the plate. Bases are full with 2 men down, 2 runs across. Kyle waits, lefty-lefty matchup. Josh Smith comes set. His pitch, called strike. Boy, just got there. After all that, throws a perfect pitch, knee-high outside edge, 3-2. I think Kyle believed he might have had a walk right there. Josh Smith looking in. Bases full, count full, 2 men down to the 6th. The stretch and pitch. Kyle swings. Line drive. Center field. Base hit. Will score one. Will it score two? It will. Throw comes to third. Not in time. Kyle McCann. 2-run base hit. 6 runs batted in this game for Kyle McCann. Grand slam home run and now a single to center field. And the Rockhounds have double digits. Both of those runs will go against Justin Slayton, so he'll give up 6. Inherited runners score against Josh Smith. Single to center. Brings Brett Harris to third. McCann on at first. Hounds lead it 10-2 with 60% of the runs in this game driven in by Kyle McCann. Here's Jordan Diaz. Ground ball, got a chance. Nope, shortstop. Ornelas will make the play. Flips to second for the out. So Kyle is forced at second, sharply hit ball, nicely handled by Ornelas to end the inning. But Kyle with 2 more ribbies, the Rockhounds score 4 times in this inning. And we will go to the bottom half of the 6th. My goodness, Rockhounds, by the way, first 2 runs of the game, those 4, not scored by home run. The first 6 all scored by the long ball. To the bottom of the 6th, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 10, Frisco 2.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. 2 and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Rockhounds busting loose in this ball game, and they lead it by the score of 10-2. Last half of the sixth, David Leal going back to the mound to face J.P. Martinez, finds the outside corner called strike 0-1. Well, Kyle McCann has set a career high for runs batted in. Pitched down and in, one ball, one strike. He had tied his career high, which he had previously done three times, driving in four. But he has six driven in. Backup pitch misses inside. Two balls and one strike. Kyle, his first pro season was 2019. Pitch here, swung on and missed. Good backup pitch by David at 81 miles an hour. Again, I think he's hit 82 today. Now, I haven't looked every time, but again, you know, we've come to know that's where he pitches, a bouncer foul at the plate. Boy, that one got Kyle, I think, in the mask, maybe in the right hand. So a six RBI game for Kyle McCann, a career high. 15 runs driven in on this road trip, five home runs. Two balls, two strikes. Leal's pitch backs up inside. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. J.P. Martinez, Blaine Krim, and Justin Foscue. He's in the Rockhounds left-hander here in the sixth. Pitch swung on and bounced foul. And that was right down the middle at 80 miles an hour and got out in front of it a little bit, just fouled it away to the left-handed hitter. Martinez has bounced to the pitcher and struck out swinging. 0 for 2. Left-handed hitter swings, rolls one to second base. Jeremy Ironman will make the play. Had to come to it. That ball barely got off the ground. So a ground out to second. One man down in the sixth inning, and Blaine Krim will be the batter. We'll see how far David will go in this game. The bullpen, we talked about it last night. The bullpen has really been heavily worked and did not have a good night at all last night. Bullpen gave up 9 runs. Of course, the last of them was a mess. That was an unearned run. Blaine Krim, swing and a miss. 74-mile-an-hour breaking pitch from the left-hander. But five relievers pitched last night. And the Hounds only have 8 arms in the bullpen, so that'll tell you they're stretched. Delivery swung on and popped in the air. Foul ball. Drift over toward the aforementioned bullpen, and that's where that ball ends up, right field side. Boy, gorgeous sunset here tonight in Frisco. Have some high white clouds. Originally, they were at least white against the blue sky, and they're now catching the sunset in the shades of pink, some gray and blue. Really gorgeous sky here in Frisco. 10-2 Hounds. The scoreboard looks very nice as well. 0-2 pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-2. Well, Blaine Krim is 0-2, but he could easily be 1-2. He's the guy who sent the line drive that Brett Harris just made a brilliant diving catch on. Takes down and away. Two balls, two strikes. That to lead off the fifth inning. And you know that play by Brett actually saved a run because that is normally going to be a base hit. And two batters later, Kellen Strom homered. Pitch swung on and lifted high in the air. Pop foul. Long run, Diaz and Selman, nope, going to fall between them. Good run by both guys, just a long way to go. And a short time to get there, and could not haul it in. Last of the sixth inning, 10-2, Rockhounds lead it. Talking about Benji Molina on our Astound Communications Road to the Show on this date. Benji, now, Benji did a lot of things well. Tremendous defensive catcher, not quite as good as his brother, Yadier. But a gold glover and a good hitter, just really good ball player. Pitch a called third strike at the knees, and Blaine Krim, boy, pauses, looks back, and not happy with that call at all. Fourth strikeout for David Leal. That one a called third strike. Two men down for Justin Foscue. One thing Benji did not possess much of was speed. He's a big guy. But on this date, in 2010 with the Rangers, swing first pitch popped up right side. This might be playable. Jordan Diaz, a basket catch. Jordan, look me in the eye and tell me you intended to do that. I don't think so. He catches the ball on something of a basket catch in foul ground. A couple of the guys smile a little bit. Jordan's got a straight face on. I guess he meant to do that. For the third time in this game, the Riders go in order. Jordan Diaz with a basket catch in foul territory for the out. And we have played six innings of baseball here in Frisco. We'll tell you about Benji Molina's outstanding date on this date in 2010 coming up in just a couple of moments. Village Car Wash scored in the seventh, Hounds 10, Frisco 2.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
For the folks in the audio-visual room right next door, Tommy Bean and company, thinking the same thing I am. It's a gorgeous night that just panned in over the ballpark. This heading into evening time, sunset here in Frisco. We go to the top of the stretch inning and called Steve Reich, the guy who led off the last inning, Logan Davidson, 0-1. Logan doubled. Hounds scored four runs on just two base hits. There were no errors in the inning, but three bases on balls mixed in. Wild pitch in the mix. Logan tempted, does not go, takes down an in, count 1-1. Rockhounds 10, Rough Riders 2. In the top of the seventh, it was on this date. And I remember getting the note passed to me in the press box. It was a called strike. It's 1-2. And Logan in the game, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. And the guys passed me this note. We were at home. And they said, Benji Molina just hit for the cycle. And I... meaning, no, well, my goodness, no offense to Benji. Again, one of my favorite kids of all time that we have had come through. And I know it's a long list. I say that a lot. But, yeah, there are guys who are just on that list, and he's one of them. I thought they were kidding. Benji, it requires a triple. Pitch just high and away, 2-2. Crowd didn't care for that. But on this date, he did it, 2010. And, of course, a lot of folks, and his teammates included, had a lot of fun with him on that triple because a triple for Benji Molina was unusual, to say the least. It was an amazing cycle. There's a swing and a grounder between third and short, and that'll be knocked down by the shortstop. Makes the play, throws, but not going to be in time. Really good play by Ornelas. He went all the way to the outfield grass. Jonathan made that leaping pivot and throw. Logan Davidson runs pretty well. That was a close play. I mean, he beat it. I don't think there's any question, but again, it was fairly close. So Logan 2-for-4, infield single. Really good play by Ornelas just to knock it down. So that'll be the second hit allowed by Josh Smith. Two hits and a walk since he has come on in. Marty Bikina is the batter. He's up and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Benji's cycle had an unusual twist to it. It included a Grand Slam home run, and that is really rare. He did it in 2010, a cycle with a Grand Slam, a swing and a miss, 1-1 to Marty Bikina. Marty is 1-for-2, a solo home run, a strikeout, and he walked and scored in the sixth. When he did that in 2010, it was the eighth time in Major League Baseball history a cycle with a Grand Slam. There's a roller towards shortstop. Ornelas charges. He'll have to come to first. He does. No chance to get Logan Davidson, so Bikina is out 6-3, but it pushes a runner into scoring position for Shane Selman. Shane 0-for-2, two strikeouts and a walk. And in fact, and I started to look up who the previous one was, and I could not track it down. Benji Molina, only the second catcher since 1900, so 110 years at that point, with a cycle to include the Grand Slam, did it on this date, 2010. Benji Molina. Pitch down and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Told the story multiple times, but again, a great memory of just personally for Benji. He came back to the Angels in 1998. It was one of those guys where there was some talk about him maybe being the backup catcher at the big league level out of spring training, but certainly Triple A. He had played for the Double-A Angels parts of two seasons in 96-97, but found himself back at the Double-A level. Here's a line shot. Base hit left side. Shane Selman with runners at first and third. Well, he's 1-for-3 in this game, and man, again, just to kind of keep things rolling the way he has come back off the injured list, not sure that it'll affect the ball game all that much. One would hope not. Rockhounds lead 10-2. But for Shane Selman, that's a nice swing of the bat, 1-for-3. Sharp single to left between third and short. Well, Benji, it was said that somebody with the Angels, and this was a person who was not paying attention, Benji doesn't run very well. I mean, he's not fast. And somebody thought he was not hustling during spring training. Pitch up and in for a ball, 1-0 to Saheed Valenzuela, 1-for-3 with a solo home run and an RBI on a fielder's choice. My favorite response to Benji Molina not hustling is to say that, first of all, yeah, foot speed might be questionable, but he would have walked through a brick wall to play baseball. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0 to Saheed. And if you'll allow me, I remember it's one of those times that a conversation just really stands out. Very early in the season, Benji was back, and he was really He liked Midland very much. He liked the franchise, liked playing in the Permian Basin. Pitch a little roller toward third, and running right over the ball as Biggers in to score as Logan Davidson. We'll see how that will be scored. And advancing to second is Shane Selman, so we'll see how they will score that. I'm guessing Biggers was looking to come home to try to deny the run at the plate. So we will see. Logan Davidson scores. It's Selman at second. Valenzuela is on at first. No play was made to home, so that's not the easiest scoring call in the world. 11-2 Rockhounds. Chase Calabuig is the batter. Chase swings, lines one into left center field. That'll sink in. Dropped out. It's a base hit for Chase Calabuig. That will score a run. Second and third will be the runners. Shane Selman scoring with ease. Chase Calabuig took the collar last night. No such thing tonight. He's 2-for-3 with a walk. And now an RBI. Valenzuela comes around to third base. Double in the gap to left center field for Chase Calabuig. Boy, the Rockhounds really rocking and rolling here. Two more runs across in this inning. It's a 12-2 game. Top of the order, Jeremy Eierman. Boy, it's really interesting. They are going to give Valenzuela, as we get a visit to the mound here, it'll be Jeff Andrews. Valenzuela will get a base hit. That one, I think, is a little more explainable, if you will, than boy, earlier when Jeremy now comes to the plate, and I'm not trying to take a hit away from Jeremy Eierman at all, but it looked really routine. The bouncer to third base, and Biggers' throw bounced away. It was short, and Jeremy got a base hit. This time, Biggers was charging, and so the play would have to have been, if not perfect, certainly a very difficult play. So Saheed will get an infield single, his third RBI of the game. Rockhounds have now scored three times in the inning. Or check me twice, I'm sorry, with second and third. Two runs across, second and third, the runners. Pitch to the inside edge, called strike to Jeremy, so it's 12-2. Saheed Valenzuela, the RBI infield single that brings Logan Davidson across, and then Chase with a double to left center that scored Shane Selman. And the runs and everything earned here in this inning. Pitch way up high for a ball. So tonight really is the Frisco bullpen that has struggled. And I believe now is five base hits allowed by Josh Smith. Two runs. Two on with still just one man down. Fireman swings, fouls it back to Jeremy. One and two. He is one for four. Single and a run scored. Struck out his first two times, lined the ball deep to center field. Ball traveled just shy of 400 feet. The Hounds on top, 12-2. No errors in this ball game, and Rockhounds have benefited from some bases on balls. They've been pretty efficient. Swing, line drive, base hit, left side, Jeremy Ironman, and that is going to score two more. Now there will be no throw. Interesting, Bobby waving both runners home. It is 14-2, Rockhounds. Jeremy Ironman with a two-run single. Well, we talk about it when it happens to the Hounds at home, but this is one of those that is baseball's Murphy's Law. It is a fireworks night here in Frisco, and that's going to bring Jared Gennert out of the dugout. So that will be it for Josh Smith, and boy, he had a really rough ball game. Jeremy Ironman, RBIs 41 and 42 with a line drive single to left field. Well, boy, it has been rough, and this, I think, will be Grant Anderson who will come on to pitch. Well, last night the Riders scored nine runs against the Rockhounds bullpen, eight earned, then the last one, which was, again, just such a mess in the 11th inning, a very quick mess, but a mess. So Grant Anderson will come on here in the seventh inning. One man on, still just one man down. But the Rockhounds lead this ballgame 14-2, and that is 10 runs allowed by the two relievers, Justin Slayton and Josh Smith. Six for Slayton, and now four for Smith, and he's responsible for one man on. And for Justin Slayton, that was two-thirds of an inning, two hits, six runs, all earned. Four walks and no strikeouts. And for Josh Smith, one inning, six base hits. He's given up four, is responsible for the man on base, one walk, no strikeouts. So, boy, tonight it's been the Riders bullpen that has struggled. Talking about our great friend Benji Molina, went on to a very good big league career, won a World Series ring with the Angels. Has Grant Anderson on the pitch. When he came back to the AA Angels to open the 98 season, I was talking with Benji in the dugout, third base dugout at the old ballpark, Christensen Stadium. And by that time, of course, he'd been with the ball club a couple of years and parts of two seasons and had been very good. And we were just talking about it. Again, the word was that he wasn't hustling in spring training, which was, of course, a complete misnomer. And I recall so vividly that Benji really was very emotional when he talked about having to come back to AA. And again, it was nothing to do with the area at all. In fact, he, like I said, he liked it very much. But he had maybe had that glimmer in his eye of maybe being the backup guy at the big leagues, but certainly at AAA and making that big step up into in his career. And I recall saying to him, I was kidding, I said, tell you what, Benji, you hit 350 for a week or two and we'll get you out of here. And I believe he hit 365. And about a month later, he was out on his way to AAA, pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0, made his big league debut, if I recall, later that same year. Boy, that one choked me up when I saw Benji Molina in the big leagues the first time. Great passion. Of course, that family, remarkable. Yadier and Benji, Jose, called strike, one ball, one strike, catchers all. And, of course, Yadier Molina is going to be he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Benji won't get to that height, but really good player. Pitch outside, just off the corner. Ball two, 2-1 from Grant Anderson facing Brett Harris and Kyle McCann on deck. Rockhounds lead it 14-2. And by the way, David Leal, 2 runs on 4 hits in 6 innings. Swing and a high pop-up near the plate. Garcia is there. He's got it. So Brett Harris fouls out to the catcher. 2 men down in the inning. Round of applause, of course. Fans getting restless. Understandable. Big crowd tonight for fireworks. It happens, I'm sure, not quite as much as it seems, but when it does, it's frustrating. You have a captive audience, and, of course, it's a chance to, you want to show just a good ball game and have a lot of fun watching the team, etc. And it just doesn't always happen. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Kyle chasing the first delivery from Anderson. 0-1 the count, 14-2 in the seventh. Rockhounds have 14 runs on 12 base hits. Grant Anderson set, right-hander delivers, and that's down and away for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Well, Kyle had 8 home runs in all of last season, has 12 this season, and almost half of them on this road trip, 5 of the 12. 1 ball, 1 strike. Stretch and pitch, and this ball hit in the air to right field. Well, this one will not carry. Got in on him a little bit, and there to make the play is Strom, and the inning at long last is over, so Anderson comes on and gets a couple of outs with the Rockhounds. 4 runs on 5 base hits. No errors, and a man is left on base. So the Hounds all over the Riders in this ball game. 7th inning stretch coming up. We'll take you out to the movies, so to speak. Village Car Wash score. Take me out to the ballgame time. Hounds 14, Frisco 2.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
David Leal for the 7th inning will face Kellen Strom, who's had a really good ball game. He is 2 for 2 with a single and a home run. David Garcia, Sandro Fabian will follow. And we take you out to the movies. Found this kind of intriguing. It is the highest grossing baseball movie of all time. Okay? This baseball movie, highest grossing at the box office of all time. Is it Bull Durham, 42, or A League of Their Own? Highest grossing baseball movie ever. Bull Durham, 42, the story of Jackie Robinson, or A League of Their Own? Highest grossing baseball movie of all time. Which one was it? Bull Durham, 42, League of Their Own. Well, it is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Read a great piece about this movie yesterday. Tom Hanks, master strategist, Jimmy Dugan. A League of Their Own is the highest grossing baseball movie of all time. And what do we have? Either time or a delay. Yep, that is a delay. Kellen Strom, an automatic strike call. Took too much time. I wrote down the top four. Here's the 0-1 delivery, and that'll find the outside corner. Called strike. It's 0-2. A League of Their Own is the highest grossing baseball movie of all time. 42. Great movie. The Jackie Robinson story is second. Moneyball is third. Of course, that's, you know, it's box office, just talking about money. Pitch down and away, 1-2. Moneyball is third. Story of that great A's season. The Rookie with Dennis Quaid as Jim Morris is fourth. And Field of Dreams, best movie of all time, is fifth. Ground ball, one hop, Handled by the shortstop, Davidson. Throw to first in time. Strom runs well, but he's out. Kind of surprising, Bull Durham. And again, remember, we're talking dollars and cents here, highest grossing. Bull Durham is eighth on that list. There are a couple of others. Angels in the Outfield. I know I guess that's a charming movie. I really do. I understand that. I just have never quite been able to get behind that film, but that's it. To each his own. But A League of Their Own, that is a wonderful film. There's David Garcia, swings and fouls it back, and it's 0-1. The article I was reading has some great stuff in it, some of the great lines, and it really is. It's a good sports movie. I mean, it is well portrayed. 0-1 pitch, again to short, to his left, Davidson. Another play on a hop and a high throw. Good catch and tag. Nope, ball got away from Diaz. Well, Jordan made a good play. That'll be an error on Logan Davidson. It was a good play by Jordan. He actually came off the bag, caught the ball, applied the tag, but, of course, there's such force with that runner coming down the line, the ball popped out of his glove. Jordan, a good play. Boy, and Logan set up, had plenty of time, and the throw just sailed on it. So we will see. Boy, I don't know, the way they're scoring stuff tonight, that might be a hit. One on and one man down. The batter is Sandro Fabian, and he is 2-for-2. An RBI single in the second, and he led off with a double in the fifth. That was a big inning for David. The Hounds had scored 5 runs. Pitch swung on, lined into center. Boy, Fabian is just on fire against the Hounds. That's going to be first and third with one man down. So Fabian 3-for-3. He's not only 3-for-3, he's seen 3 pitches in this game. First pitch swing each time. He's not letting David get ahead of him. He's 3-for-3 on 3 pitches, first and third. And the batter will be Josh Stowers. Visit to the mound here from catcher Kyle McCann. They have not yet, at least officially, scored that second play of the inning, the David Garcia play. It almost has to be an error on Logan Davidson. But again, we've seen some strange stuff tonight. Here's Josh Stowers, takes down and away for a ball. No activity behind David in the bullpen. 14-2 Rockhounds, 2 on, 1 man down. Fabian's base hit at least the fifth against the left-hander. Pitch down and in, ball to the Stowers with Jax Biggers on deck. Boy, really interesting. This is an unfair error. It really is. The error has been charged to Jordan Diaz. Again, that's just wrong. Boy, it's interesting. There have been some scoring decisions in this series that have just been baffling. That throw pulled Jordan Diaz off the bag. He caught the ball, got the tag, and then the force of the runner knocked it loose. But the reason was the throw was wide by Logan. I think Logan would tell you the same thing. It drops down low for a ball. It's 3-1. Boy, that's just for Jordan Diaz. And again, defense is not his calling card. But he did everything he could on that play. So that's one I certainly kind of wish they would review, but they probably will not. So it's first and third, an error and a hit. 3-1 pitch, hit in the air, high and foul. Jordan near the seats, over the shoulder, and up, can't get there. Ball eluded him. Now watch, he'll call that an error. Over near the tarp, second baseman Jeremy Ironman coming over there as well, but neither could get to it. That was a high pop fly, not an easy play at all. Jordan gave it a good run, though. I think he's had some moments defensively. Again, an unfortunate error there. First error of the ball game on either team. At least officially so. 3-2. Leal's pitch to Stowers, and that's popped foul, and that'll get out of play. Again, off to the right. First and third, the runners. Kellen Strom led off the inning, bouncing out to shortstop. David Garcia reaching on the error. Sandro Fabian a single to center field, putting runners at the corners with one man down. 14-2 Rockhounds. Leal comes set. Pitch to Stowers. Ground ball sharply hit. Backhanded nicely by Harris. To second for one. To first. Did they get him? Nope. Beat it. Runner not trying to score on the play. The ball was hit very near third base, so Garcia holds. Fabian is out 5-4 and a strong throw there. Two down in the inning. Fielder's choice for Stowers. He reaches first. So any run that would score from this point on against David Leal in the inning would be unearned. And here is Jack Spiggers. Left-handed hitter against the left-hander, David Leal. Last of the seventh again, first and third. But now with two men out. Biggers has popped to second and bounced out to first. He takes down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hounds came into the game 12-4. That is the top mark in the Texas League here through 16 games of the second half. 69-game half, if you are wondering. Pitch down and away. One ball and one strike. And Copa Knight here tonight, the Los Quesos. The mascot, the artwork, is basically a big chunk of cheese. Kind of cool. 1-1 pitch. Caught there. Called strike outside corner. One of the characters they use in their logos is a Teddy Roosevelt type to go along with the Rough Riders look. And the block of cheese has the Teddy glasses and the mustache and the Teddy Roosevelt hat. 1-2, down and away for a ball. So they call him Chetty Roosevelt. See, Chetty, like cheddar cheese. Yeah, you got that. Okay. Again, a bizarre mix of colors. I'm not quite sure where the green comes in on the uniforms and not quite sure where the red comes in on the logo, but they had some fun doing it. Los Quesos. The Frisco. And the Matamoscas. Wearing the dark blue trimmed in the bright green. 2-2 pitch. Ball looped foul out of play. Have a Matamoscas night coming up on the 29th of July. That is a Friday night. Second Friday of the upcoming homestand. And my goodness, are we going to have some fun. Sombrero night. We have Nick Allen bobbleheads on the 22nd. Sombreros with the Matamoscas on the 29th. And, of course, a couple of fireworks as well. Pitch. Bouncing ball out towards second base. Handled by Ironman. Throw to first. And no damage done. David Leal, last time he faced Frisco, it was here. Not that long ago, a couple of weeks back, gave up 14 hits in five innings. Tonight it is two runs. He's given up one hit in that inning and one error. With a couple of men left on base, he's given up five base hits in seven innings of work as David Leal. So we'll go to the top half of the eighth inning. Seven complete in Frisco. Village Car Wash score. Hounds are on top 14-2.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you will find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you will find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
The Hounds in charge. It is a 14-2 game. Mark Church will come on to pitch in the eighth inning. He pitched a 1-2-3 inning, dominated, in fact, earlier in this series. He will pitch here in the eighth inning. We have played seven. Frisco at one point had a 2-1 lead in this ball game. So Rockhounds, 13 in a row unanswered. Hounds scored in the top half of the second. Solo home run by Marty Bikina. Riders answered in the last of the second inning, RBI single by Sandro Fabian. And the Riders took the lead in the fourth inning, solo home run, Kellen Strom. It was 2-1. But the Hounds scored five times in the fifth inning, a solo home run by Saheed Valenzuela, a grand slam by Kyle McCann. And the Hounds have had four runs in the sixth, four more in the seventh. And they lead it 14-2. Kyle has driven in six runs in this game. That is a career high. Jordan Diaz comes into the plate, takes down and in from Mark Church for ball one. Rockhounds trying to improve to 13-4. And to go to 9-2 on the road trip. Swing and a miss. Jordan kind of waved at that one. He doesn't do that very often. One ball and one strike. 14 runs, 12 hits and an error for the Hounds, 14-12-1. Riders have two runs, five hits, no errors, 2-5-0. Delivery by Church is fouled away, 1-2 now to Jordan Diaz. And as I mentioned, now I don't know, nobody's activity in the bullpen. Yep, now there is, but David Leal goes seven innings, and we'll see if he starts the eighth. But not only has he pitched extremely well, and he really has given up just two runs on five hits. Remember, this team got him for 14 hits in five innings in this ballpark in mid-June. Pitch high for a ball. Count is 1-2. Rockhounds were last here 14th through the 19th of June. But David going seven innings, just huge in terms of the bullpen. Pitch up, in, back to the screen, 2-2. And with five relievers used last night, and again, it wasn't pretty tonight. It's been the Riders' bullpen that has just been absolutely chewed up. Wandis and Charles warming for the Rockhounds. Only reason I laugh right there, David Leal, I don't think got higher than 82 on the gun. Wanderson has had his issues, but he'll hit 98. Tapper off the mound. Good play on the run by Church. He'll just take it to the bag himself. Boy, Mark Church reached for that ball, made the catch in full stride, and just went right to the bag. So one unassisted. And wouldn't you know, on a night in which the Hounds have 14 runs on 12 hits, Jordan Diaz is 0-for-4 with a walk, and a 13-game hit streak is perhaps over, this being the eighth inning. Man, what did the man say? It's always something. Here's Logan Davidson. Church delivers. Good fastball called strike 97 from the right-hander. Wanderson throwing in the bullpen. He's ready to go, so the guess would be he will open the eighth inning. 0-1 pitch outside and high for a ball. One ball and one strike. And that's going to, well, interesting. That's going to bring a visit to the mound from catcher David Garcia. So top of the eighth inning, Rockhounds and the Rough Riders will meet tomorrow, 6:05. And again, that will wrap up the road trip, wraps up baseball up to the All-Star break, with everybody taking the four-day break this season. So that's very new. Home Run Derby, an All-Star game that'll dominate stuff. And boy, then you're going to get all sorts of, of course, any other sporting event, which will be televised. But it's that one of those stretches where in the middle of summer, no baseball for 4 days, and just in terms at least of regulation play, and more than that post-All-Star break, talking about trades, etc. Always interesting. Swing, fly ball off the bat of Davidson, center field, not deep. And that ball's going to drop. Little base hit, duck snort. Logan Davidson with his third hit of the game. He's 3-for-5. Double, a single, and now just a little pop-up to drop to center field. And we all know, of course, for every one of those, you probably have a ball that you loosen the seams on and somebody catches it. Now here's Marty Bikina, 1-for-3. The one, a solo home run that started the scoring in this game. Really impressive swing of the bat. Lined it out of here to left field. Fifth homer of the year for Marty. One on, one man down. Bikina takes inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Saw a piece today, didn't spend long at it, just kind of glanced at it. The And Juan Soto, who is, boy, about as good as it gets right now, turning down $440 million. Boy, we are Rome in the days of the Colosseum, folks, I'm telling you. Called strike in the knees. It's one ball, one strike. Yeah, $440 million. You know, the man say, I've got rent to pay. But Juan Soto turning down that extension. And so the unthinkable bouncer foul 1-2, as one of the headlines said, would the Nationals really trade today's version of Ted Williams? Now, I disagree with that assessment because Ted Williams, I think, was even a greater hitter than Juan Soto. But Soto is, I mean, that's as good as it gets right now. And they went through scenarios joining, basically, could it work for any team in baseball? Called third strike. Marty takes the pitch from Mark Church at 95 at knee high. Called third strike, two men down. Base hit and a strikeout for Church. And they said, for example, can you imagine, of course, the Dodgers go after, they're kind of what the Yankees were not that many years ago, Dodgers with bundles and bundles of money, and imagine Soto in that lineup. But lots of stuff to talk about for those following the trade possibilities. Shane Selman, forgive me, a swing and a miss, 0-1. Shane, 1-for-3, 2 strikeouts, a walk, a single, and a run scored. One on with 2 down, 8th inning. Rockhounds lead 14-2. Foul ball straight back in the count, 0-2. Always those things you remember you were going to do when I was reading that story, and I forgot to check when the trade deadline is, but obviously we're coming up on it. Other names perhaps as well. Teams trying to posture themselves should be interesting. 0-2 drops to the dirt. Good block by Garcia. One ball, two strikes to count. And when the Texas League resumes after the All-Star break, Rockhounds at home for 9 days. Actually, 10 days, 9 games. Amarillo, the weekend of the 22nd. That's that quick 3-game series. Nick Allen bobbleheads. Saturday night fireworks. Sunday family day to welcome the Hounds back. One ball, one strike. Pitch just up and in, 2-1. Make it 2-2. I beg your pardon. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shane Selman, right-handed hitter. Riders, of course, playing off Logan Davidson at first base. Hounds on top by a dozen, 14-2. Mark Church with a pitch. Called third strike. Think Shane, yep, he knew it. He'll walk away. The inning is over. Boy, Church, again, very sharp in both his outings. Gave up a little flare base hit here. But nothing else and strikes out a couple of batters. So no runs on a hit, no errors. And one man is left on base. Bottom half of the eighth inning on the way in Frisco. Rockhounds on top. Village Car Wash score 14-2.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Big right-hander Wanison Charles will come on. David Leal, just terrific. One of his best of the year. Yeah, Frisco banged out 14 hits in five innings against him in this ballpark in mid-June, his previous start against the Riders. Tonight, David goes seven innings, five base hits, two runs. They are both earned. Did not walk a batter and struck out four. And Wanderson will relieve him, so the Riders now will go from looking at literally anything from 68 to about 82 miles an hour to a guy who throws 97, 98. It has not been a good season for Wanderson Charles, but again, the raw talent is undeniable. First pitch is well outside, 98 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order, Jonathan Ornelas, J.P. Martinez, and Blaine Crim to follow. Last of the eighth, all hounds 14-2. Swinging a foul out of play, and it's one ball and one strike. Wanderson on in relief in the eighth inning. Rockhounds scoring 13 runs over the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Charles pitch. That's called strike. Boy, just got there knee high. And again, 98 miles an hour, knee high with some life to it. Boy, not much you can do with that. One ball, two strikes to Ornelas. Jonathan 0 for 3 in this game. Boy, with all the offense, of course, talking about Kyle McCann in particular with six runs batted in. And a whole bunch of offense on the card. Wouldn't you know it, Jordan Diaz about to lose a 13-game hit streak tonight. Pitch, did he go? Nope, did not. Check swing 2-2. Jordan, by the way, reached base in this game. So he does have a 14-game on-base streak as we speak. But the hit streak, unless he comes back up, will go by the board. Swing and a line drive, right field, base hit. Shane Selman over to cut it off. Ornelas with an opposite field line drive base hit leading off the eighth. So one on and nobody down. Batter is J.P. Martinez. He's 0 for 3 against David Leal. He bounced out to the pitcher. Struck out and bounced out to second base. So Wanderson, the right-hander facing Martinez, Blaine Crim on deck. Justin Foscue would follow here in the eighth inning, swinging the foul straight back. Count no balls and a strike. Let's see if we can check a couple of other ball games here. Corpus Christi and Northwest Arkansas going at it. The Hooks lead Northwest Arkansas 12-7. Naturals rallied back and beat the Hooks last night. Well, one pitch by Wanderson, down and in. One ball, one strike. San Antonio, well, they had a 4-0 lead early. Where's that game being played? Hodgetown. Yep, it is a 6-6 tie in the eighth inning. San Antonio and Amarillo. Average game there, 12 runs, 22 hits. Delivery, bouncing ball out towards second, and Ironman will make the play. He'll have to come to first. Sets up, throws, and boy, just got him. Just got him. Good hustle by Martinez. He thought he beat it. You know, sometimes guys start to give that safe sign as they run, and I wonder, I'm sure he didn't slow down, but you kind of wonder, let the umpire make the call, run through the bag. It was a good play by Ironman. He had only one place to go. He had a range to his left to make the play. So a good play by Jeremy, and that throw did indeed just get there. That was a close call. Here's a swing and a line shot, left side, base hit, Blaine Crim. That's going to put runners at the corner. They're going to send the runner home, actually. Relay throw, and they're going to get him. He's out. My goodness. 7-6-2 at the plate. I'm amazed. Wow, why send that runner? Well, hey, Jared Gettert has, what's the old line, forgotten more about baseball this afternoon than I'll ever know, but you're down by 12 and you send a runner on a sharp line drive into left field. So Saheed Valenzuela to Logan Davidson to Kyle McCann at the plate for the second out of the inning. Runner at first, two men down. So Wanderson gets a bit of a break there. It was a sharp base hit. Charles pitch. That's down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Justin Foscue, who was 0 for 3 in this game. Interesting on the board. I'm sorry, the scoreboard has one additional hit for the Rockhounds. I am shortchanging the Hounds on a base hit. Pitch down low for a ball, two balls, no strikes. It's actually kind of a cool thing. Team has so many hits, I lost one. It's 14 runs, 14 hits for the Hounds, one error, two runs, and seven hits for the Riders. They're missing a base hit on the Riders' side. That one I got. Here's a called strike, and the count is 2-1. Not sure where exactly we're missing a base hit, but apparently I am. A lot of offense. Been a lot of offense really in this series. Pitch down and in. Three balls, one strike. Ty Dameron gets the baseball tomorrow for the Hounds. Teams have split the first four games, so Hounds lead this. If they hold on to a big lead here, they will have a chance to win the series outright. The Riders would try to split it. Chopper fouled at the plate. Count is full to Justin Foscue. One on and two men down with a one run denied at the plate. Kellen Strom waiting on deck for the Riders here. The Los Quesos de Frisco. Block of cheese and the fly swatters. You gotta love it. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. The Matamoscas de Medesa. And they are, boy, they're swatting tonight. 14-2 is the score. Justin Foscue, second baseman. He's the cleanup batter. Juan St. Charles looking for the exit sign. Couple of base hits in the inning. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on. Ground ball. And that's going to be a clean hit into center field. So for Juan, he's got two outs in the inning, but one of them was a throw at the plate. So first and third, Krim was taking off. And Watterson now three base hits in this inning, first and third with two down for Kellen Strom. Strom a single in the second inning, homered in the fourth and bounced out to shortstop. Again, they had a note on him on an on-base streak yesterday, which said 27 games he did reach last night. Now today it said 30 games, and I have not inquired. I'm guessing that was just a stat that hadn't been updated in a while. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0, but he's now reached base in 31 straight games. That is tremendous. Right-handed hitter, he's the right fielder, 2-for-3. Anderson pitches, called strike to the knees, 1-1. Home run that Strom hit was his fifth. Going again, he was in the low 200s and then started a really good tear. Better than a month, he's hitting 340. 1-1 pitch, drops down and in. Two balls and a strike. Boy, that is turning your season around, and significantly so. First and third, two men down, 14-2 Rockhounds in the eighth inning. Strom ready, so is Wanderson. Pitch to the right-handed hitter, got there, called strike at the knees at 96. Two balls, two strikes. Charles looks in, has a sign from Kyle McCann. Runners at the corners, two men down. 2-2 stretch and pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Wanderson comes back with an off-speed delivery at 86, and he retires him. Got an interesting inning. No runs on three base hits. No errors, and a couple of men are left on. So a couple of base runners, but no damage done. So to the top half of the ninth inning we go. And we are in Frisco, Texas. Rockhounds and the Rough Riders, who will conclude their business tomorrow. Saturday night baseball fireworks here. And for the fans, I hope the fireworks will be good. Hadn't been fun for the home team. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 14, Riders 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything.
Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Top of the ninth in Frisco, Mark Church back to the hill, and he will, again, he's had a good series, couple of short appearances, but he has been very good. He'll face 8-9-1 in the order. Saheed Valenzuela, he's had a big night, and Chase Calabuig, and back to the top for Jeremy Ironman. So ninth inning, 14-2 Rockhounds, good crowd on hand here tonight in Frisco on this. You had a fireworks night, a captive audience, and in this case it's the Rockhounds, but the visiting team dominating. Pitch from Church, a called strike, it's 0-1. Mentioned we just call that the Murphy's Law of minor league baseball. Copa night as well here. Valenzuela waits, swings and misses. Man, he had a rip, count is 0-2. Saheed is 2-for-4, solo home run, a fielder's choice, and an infield single, which was interesting. They gave him a single on a, and I guess in retrospect, I can kind of understand it. The swing and a miss won't matter here. He's out on three pitches, so Mark Church, third consecutive strikeout for the right-hander. And here's Chase Calabuig. Chase with a collar last night. Boy, responded well. Flew out to deep center his first time. He has singled, walked, and doubled since. Scored each time and drove in a run with the double. Mark Church to face him. One on, one out, that is nobody on. Check, swing, strike, one. Chase really fooled. And again, that has certainly not happened very often of late. Over the last month or so, in fact. Month and counting. By the way, San Antonio and Amarillo now the last of the eighth inning, and that's 6-6 tie in the panhandle. 0-1 count. Chase waits from the left side, takes down and away. Ball one, one ball, one strike. Jeremy Ironman on the top of the order on deck. Ty Dameron tomorrow, as mentioned, for the Rockhounds. Don't know, believe they have announced who will go tomorrow. Swinging a fly ball, very shallow left field, coming on with time and room, and gloving it is Martinez. The two down, Mark Church has faced six retired. Retired five of the batters he has faced. The only base hit was that flare single by Logan Davidson. Jack Leiter, the outstanding prospect, is at the All-Star Futures game, so they've had to shuffle a little bit in the rotation. Leiter, not really great numbers overall in terms of win-losses, ERA, but he is, boy, so talented. Called strike to Jeremy Ironman, 0-1 to count. Top of the ninth inning, nobody on and two men down. By the way, the Sod Poodles just struck at Hodgetown. They lead San Antonio 7-6. You know, swing and a miss. 0-2 count. Well, Jeremy Ironman up for the sixth time in this game. He is 2-for-5. Single and a run scored in the fifth, and a two-run double in the seventh. RBIs 41 and 42. And huge night tonight for Kyle McCann. A grand slam and a two-run single. Career-high six RBIs. 0-2 way up and in for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Jeremy taps the dish, and Mark Church ready to go. One ball, two strikes, two out of the ninth inning. Pitch swung on and missed. Got him. Last ball at 94. Boy, Mark Church has really looked good in this series. Gone three innings and faced 10 batters. Giving up just that little duck snort of a base hit to Logan Davidson a couple of moments ago. So this one will go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Wandison Charles is indeed going back to the mound. And you and I will go to the last of the ninth. Village Car Wash score from Frisco. Rocktown's 14, Rough Riders 2.
ATV, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of ATV jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an ATV Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit ATV, your official game day headquarters, or use the MyATV app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Wanda St. Charles to try to close it out for the Rockhounds. 14-2 ball game. Riders led it 2-1. Again, that was going to the fifth inning, but the Hounds with a huge fifth. Five runs that, and interestingly enough, all of it started with the bases empty, two down. Avery Weems struck out the first two batters in the fifth, and then Saeed Valenzuela lined a home run out of here. Rockhounds then reloaded the bases. And a grand slam by Kyle McCann. Boy, he got it all. It didn't really look off the bat as if it was going to leave the ballpark, and it didn't by a bunch, but where he hit it is somewhere between 395 and 400 feet, just to the left of the batter's eye in center field. So grand slam for Kyle out of the two-run single in the sixth inning. Huge night for him. And the Hounds, you saw a big lead get away last night. Trying to put this one away. Wanda St. Charles to face David Garcia. Left-handed hitting catcher up and in. Switch hitter batting from the left side against Wanda St. The last half of the ninth, seven innings for David Leal. Hounds gave him a bunch of support, but man, he pitched really well in this game. Pitched down and in, ball two. Boy, it has been an interesting journey to watch Wanda St. Charles this season. Again, a lot of talent, big, strong right-hander, 40-man roster member, and just has not yet been able to put all facets together. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch swung on and bounced out towards second base. Jeremy Ironman waits, third hop, throw to first. Garcia retired, one down in the ninth. Boy, here's Sandro Fabian. Well, what did Rodney Dangerfield say in Caddyshack? Place your best, place your bets, place your bets. He has swung at the first pitch and has gotten a base hit all three times up. Singled in the second, doubled in the fifth, and singled again in the seventh each time. Swinging at the first offering from, that, of course, all of that against David Leal. Wanda St. Charles pitch, yep, swings, but this time comes up empty. Boy, nasty pitch there, 88 miles an hour with sink on it. It's 0-1. So Sandro is now 3-for-4 at the plate in terms of pitches. He has three hits and three pitches coming up to the plate this time. Takes down, was beautifully put. Pitch a called strike inside corner. It's 0-2. Elocution is my life. Bright lights of the ballpark shining. Not much to cheer for the home fans. They've got fireworks coming up, though, and that they are all still here, I would guess. Line drive, right field, Selman back. He's got it. Line shot to right. The Fabians hit it hard all four times up. Two men down in the ninth for Josh Stowers. David Leal trying to win his third game. He will go to 3-4. Rockhounds on the year will go to 44-42. And 13-4 in the second half. 9-2 on the road trip. Called strike inside corner, 0-1. Boy, six-game sweep at Corpus, that does not happen very often. Not easy to do. Six games is a long series. Stretch by Wanderson, the 0-1 pitch. Down and away for a ball, 1-1. Stowers 0-3. He's flown to right field, struck out, and bounced into a fielder's choice. Well, this place is about as quiet as I have ever heard it. And it's a big crowd. It's not overflow, but it's a good crowd. Called strike one and two. At least medium, I would say, for fireworks. I guess I will retract a little bit, just glancing out the press box here. But again, it's a good bunch of folks. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Ball game over. Juan de St. Charles, a 1-2-3 ninth inning, and the Rockhounds put this ball game away. And boy, the offense was big, and David Leal, terrific. A quality start for David Leal. Two runs in seven innings of work. The Rockhounds 13-4 in the second half. They lead this series 3-2. They run away and hide 14-2. Gentlemen, one and all, Rockhounds, this Bud, this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 14 runs, 14 hits, officially one error, 14-14-1. Riders, two runs, eight hits, no errors, 2-8-0. Hounds had three home runs in the game, the first six runs scoring by the long ball. Marty Bikina, solo home run in the second. Saheed Valenzuela in the fifth, and Kyle McCann, grand slam in the last of the fifth inning. Kellen Strom hit his fifth of the year for Frisco in this ballgame. David Leal, seven innings, outstanding. He is now 3-4 with the win, and the loss will go to Avery Weems, who will fall to 1-5 on the season. We'll check attendance and all that good stuff on the other side of our timeout. But boy, the Rockhounds with a tremendous ball game tonight, and they now lead this series 3-2. From Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, Final Village Car Wash score of the game, the Rockhounds 14, the Frisco Rough Riders 2.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandJobs.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Rockhounds 14 and Frisco 2, and the numbers up on the board we gave you, 14-1 for the Rockhounds, 2-8-0 for the Rough Riders. Attendance was 6,905. That was the paid attendance, of course, at 2 hours, 48 minutes. That's pretty remarkable. Well, that's some pitch clock stuff going right there. 2:48 in a 14-2 ball game. Again, Hounds led 1-0 on a Marty Bikina home run in the second inning. The Riders came back in the bottom half of the inning, got a Kellen Strom single and an RBI single from Sandro Fabian. A solo home run by Strom in the fourth made it 2-1 Frisco, and that was the score going into the fifth inning. And we won't recap the whole thing for you because it would take 2 hours and 48 minutes. Well, it would take a good portion of it anyway. But with nobody on and two men out after two strikeouts to start the inning, Saheed Valenzuela, a line drive home run to left field. It was the genuine article, and that tied the game at 2. Chase Calabuig singled. Jeremy Ironman was credited with a single. Brett Harris with a walk against reliever Justin Slayton. And Kyle McCann drove a grand slam out of here just left of the batter's eye in center field. So the ball traveled in excess of 400 feet. Center fielder Stowers made a great effort at the wall to try to get it. grand slam for Kyle McCann, fifth home run of this road trip for Kyle, and that made it 6-2. The Hounds scored four more in the sixth inning, two more of those from Kyle on a two-run single, and four more in the seventh inning, Jeremy Eierman with a two-run base hit. Saeed Valenzuela drove in three runs in this game. Kyle had six, and that, of course, is a career high for Kyle McCann. Rockhounds offense was tremendous. David Leal was outstanding. Seven innings, five hits, two runs, both earned. No walks, four strikeouts, and it's redundant. But again, against a team that had gotten to him for 14 hits in this ballpark in mid-June. So for David, again, there can be a pretty wide swing. If teams have him kind of dialed in and they're judging the breaking stuff, he is vulnerable. But on this night, he was really good, winning his third of the year. Rockhounds 13-4 now in the second half. And no matter what happens in Amarillo, Hounds will maintain a three-game lead in the Texas League South. Again, with, well, the All-Star break coming up, and that will come 18 games into the second half pennant race. Way too early, of course, to really be counting numbers that way. But, boy, the start for Bobby in this ball club has just been tremendous. By the way, I got one text during the game. Zach Geloff, no, not in the lineup tonight, but that is really to be expected. He came back for the first time since May 26th last night. A couple of walks. He was 0 for 4, but a couple of walks for Zach. And it's not unusual at all to sit out the next day. So I would guess he would be in tomorrow's lineup. We'll wait and see. But Zach, I would think, would be back for the Rockhounds tomorrow. But thanks, Don. Thanks for the text. I appreciate it. I meant to mention that earlier on in the game. Ty Dameron will get the baseball for the Rockhounds. The left-hander out of Texas Tech will get the start for Sunday evening baseball. 6:05 first pitch, and we'll see you at 6. Rockhounds rock and roll tonight. 14-2 is your final score. The Rockhounds defeat the Frisco Rough Riders. For all of us with the Rockhounds, thank you so much for coming on board tonight. You are appreciated. Bob Hards at the ballpark in the Metroplex. 14-2 Rockhounds and a career night for Kyle McCann. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.